Danish.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine, and in advance of the holiday, I wish you a very, very happy and healthy Thanksgiving. 877-726-8255, our number, and we got lots to talk about this hour, and that includes your phone calls. Let's get started with one of our recorded calls.
I'm calling because I've got a new problem that's very troublesome to me, and that's an extremely dry mouth. And it's been going on for at least that I've noticed within the last few weeks or a month. And the only things that I've been taking that causes dry mouth is a drug called Lomoto. I've been on that pill. It was 2.5 milligrams, and I've been on that pill for almost 2 months, and I just got off of it. And I've also been on a Xanax pill, and I'm trying to work with my doctor to find out what's going on, because this is a very serious problem, and I don't want it to get worse. So if you can just give me any kind of information that you can, I would very much appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, so there are many causes of dry mouth. It could be an age-related problem because the salivary glands, like many organs of the body, tend to wear out and your production of saliva can decline just reasons of age. But also people who've had chemotherapy or radiation can have dry mouth. Particularly radiation does that when people have oropharyngeal cancer. Also a condition called Sjogren syndrome is associated with dry mouth, so you should probably have a checkup. But the suspect here is that this is newly arisen when you're taking a medication, and many medications can cause dry mouth, and Lomotil is one of them. Lomotil slows intestinal peristalsis. It's helpful for people with IBS and cramps and diarrhea, but it also has side effects, and I think that's the culprit. So you may have to reevaluate your use of Lomotil. Potentially Xanax, although to a little lesser extent. Xanax is an anti-anxiety medication, but I think it has the potential to exacerbate dry mouth. If indeed you are reliant on these medications, you can use a workaround. You can use moisturizing agents for your mouth. One of my favorites is made by one of our sponsors, the same folks that make Clear nasal spray also have a dental line. Their dental line is called Spry, S-P-R-Y, and the product that they use for dry mouth is Rain, as in it's raining. And it's a commercially available oral mist spray designed specifically to relieve dry mouth symptoms by utilizing xylitol, hence the spelling of Clear, X-L-E-A-R. The X stands for xylitol. Xylitol is a very effective moisturizing ingredient. It acts essentially like rain for your mouth to provide temporary relief of dry mouth. And it has a sweet taste. It also prevents dental decay, which is actually one of the concomitants of dry mouth. You know, when you don't have adequate saliva, it accelerates tooth decay because the protective effects of saliva are limited when you don't produce enough saliva. So you will get dual benefits. You'll have a reduction in tooth decay, potentially reduction in gum disease, as well as a reduction in your sensations of dry mouth. You can get Spry Rain from XLEAR.com or check your retailer to order the product. And, you know, also, although I don't have dry mouth, I've tasted the product, and it provides kind of a cooling, refreshing sensation while hydrating the mouth tissues. So it's ideal for people experiencing dry mouth due to medications like you or medical conditions or environmental factors. And, oh, by the way, you know, one of the reasons people develop dry mouth is they sleep with their mouth open, they snore, they have obstructive sleep apnea, or alternatively they're using CPAP. That is also another major cause of dry mouth symptoms. 877-726-8255, our number. Folks, last hour you heard from John Casey, the CEO of Nutritional Therapeutics, makers of NT Factor. I've been saying for years that NT Factor is the breakthrough supplement that's proven to repair and renew your body's cells. And last hour we discussed how that might also include your immune cells, such as your T cells and white blood cells, which are also dependent on energy metabolism. NT Factor has been shown to contribute to a more robust and effective immune response. So now that we're in cold and flu season, NT Factor is providing you with an offer to support your resilience against colds and flus. Vitamins C and D stimulate the production of white blood cells and activate immune cells, which play a key role in defending against pathogens. And together with NT Factor, they help modulate immune function. So for a limited time, you can buy a bottle of NT Factor with D3, K2, and get a bottle of C1000 with NT Factor absolutely free. That's a savings of over $26. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Save over $26 on the powerful cocktail of vitamin C and D with NT Factor at ntfactor.com. All right, this item, I don't know how to interpret this. This is, on the one hand, a sad commentary on our culture and on the health of Americans, and on the other, it is providing hope for kids who are overweight. Because we've got a whole raft of new weight loss drugs, and we also have unprecedented levels of childhood obesity, and more doctors are using new weight loss drugs in kids. This article cites the fact that total prescriptions for these GLP-1 drugs, which are now FDA-approved to treat obesity in kids 12 and up, total prescriptions rose from 3,448 in October 2022 to over 24,000 in September of 2024. That's just 2 years, a sevenfold increase. Now, there are a whole lot of GLP-1 drugs. Some are older and cheaper, and when looked at altogether, when they consider all 11 GLP drug brands, that statistic shows that during that time, the number of prescriptions went from about 60,000 to 125,000. And that doesn't even include GLP-1 drugs prescribed to children by primary care physicians or family medicine practitioners. That was only the ones who were prescribed by pediatricians and adolescent medicine specialists. So this could just be the tip of the iceberg. The experts acknowledge uncertainties of putting kids on a drug regimen that may last a lifetime, and it lacks long-term data. We just don't know. You know, the fact of the matter is these medications may represent a lifetime commitment because often patients who stop them end up regaining all of their weight. And a particular concern is bone density. What happens when kids dramatically reduce their food intake, lose weight? What other harmful effects does it have on growth, in particular on the skeletal system? And so here's kind of a discouraging article from Nature, one of the world's foremost scientific journals. And it explains the phenomenon of why people who lose a lot of weight, and this is illustrated by the program The Biggest Loser. Remember that program? They did a retrospective on the contestants in The Biggest Loser, and virtually all of them had regained all the weight they lost on the show with intensive exercise and a draconian caloric restriction. You know, they were consuming like 400 or 500 calories per day. So they lost a ton of weight for the benefit of the show. That was exciting. But then the aftermath was they regained all their weight. Even when they, you know, had a reasonable diet and a moderate exercise program, basically the caloric restriction was unsustainable. And the high level of exercise, you know, that boot camp style of exercise, created too much in the way of injuries and exhaustion. So this article is entitled, Adipose Tissue Retains an Epigenetic Memory of Obesity After Weight Loss. Suggests that your fat cells remember the state of being obese. And while they may shed some of their lipid content, they're not fundamentally altered. And their metabolism remains the metabolism of an obese person. And this suggests that even if you lose a lot of weight and you empty the fat cells, they're not fundamentally altered, and that they retain their avidity for storing calories as fat. And that is a major obstacle to long-term weight loss unless you stay on these medications for decades in perpetuity. So it's a very big concern, a big obstacle. We've actually met the challenge of helping people lose weight. The problem is sustaining that weight loss, and that is going to be a future challenge. Hopefully research will unlock ways to tweak the fat cells' metabolism so that they will forget being fat. 877-726-8255. Remember, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. This holiday season, don't miss out on your chance to stock up on your favorite supplements during the Black Friday Cyber Monday sale at my FullScript online supplement dispensary. November 29th through December 3rd, 5 days only, get 10% off and free shipping on my entire inventory of top supplements at drhoffmanstore.com. You stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. It's the safest and most convenient way to purchase my curated supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping and optional refill reminders via text or email. It's safe, secure, and includes world-class customer service. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for 10% off and free shipping for 5 days only from November 29th through December 3rd. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
If you're having to stretch every dollar a little further these days, you're not alone. At Kyolic, we've got some tips, free samples, and coupons to help you keep costs down. Go to kyolic.com/radio for yours.
With a budget-conscious diet and smart supplement shopping, you can navigate higher prices while maintaining your physical and financial health. Look for multifunctional supplements like Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Kyolic offers formulas to support cholesterol, blood pressure, circulation, blood sugar balance, stress relief, and more for men and women. Aged Garlic Extract is backed by clinical studies that have shown it to provide many cardiovascular and immune health benefits. To help you stay healthy on a budget, get free Kyolic samples and in-store coupons on our website. Go to kyolic.com/radio. That's kyolic.com/radio. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at natural health retailers and online.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
No matter the age, puzzles are good for your brain health, which is why I'd like to introduce you to Canoodle, a puzzle game great for all ages, from kids to parents to grandparents. Tech and lifestyle expert Meredith St. Clair has more.
So this is a small game. It comes with over 200 puzzles. What happens is you've got these little pieces, and you put most of the pieces in the puzzle, but then it will leave about maybe 3 pieces out. And it's your job to figure out how you take these canoodle pieces and you have to fit them properly within the puzzle to solve the puzzle. And what they found is, yes, kids love it, but it's great for parents. I mean, as we know, like, if you want to have great, like, memory and brain health, it's important for you to do puzzles as well.
And you can find Canoodle on Amazon. That's K-A-Noodle.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
Tell us a little bit more about where your passions lie.
I'd have to say in the world of mental health and serving a community that is in dire need of more people to help them, mental health, substance use, those individuals that don't know that they have an ability to change.
Ross, how'd you feel about having someone like Tiffany in your organization?
Oh, absolutely. I will tell you that there are a lot of really wonderful people, but in order to have that wonderfulness come out, you have to be in the kind of environment that nurtures that wonderfulness.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 gets you into the doctor's office, whether you call during the program or whether you call anytime, 24/7, 365, 877-726. Let's hear one of those recorded calls.
I have a slight pain running across on my right or left side of my top part of my liver. It runs approximately 1/4 inch to 3 inches across about the middle size of my breast. What is causing that?
Okay, so this is one of those things where you're going to need a little help, because self-diagnosis is great, and radio consults can be useful. But here's part of the problem. If you touch a hot plate with your forefinger, immediately you will get a signal that you have burned the tip of your forefinger and you should withdraw your forefinger. Okay? That's what's called the somatic nervous system, which gives us great precision about what part of our outside body hurts. When it comes to what's called our visceral nervous system, we get very imprecise signals. So if you've got a liver problem, well, the pain might radiate to your right shoulder, potentially. That's typical with gallbladder pain. The gallbladder sits under the liver. And so you just get a very rough approximation of what's going on. Mostly those signals are to tell us to slow down, stop eating, rest, but they don't tell us precisely what's going on inside. You know, a lot of different organs inhabit the abdomen. You've got the pancreas, the gallbladder, the liver, the stomach, the small intestine, and even the large intestine. And you've got the superficial overlying muscles. So you'd never really know sometimes what's going on internally. So, yeah, fatty liver is a thing, right? But fatty liver is not diagnosed based on a sensation. Fatty liver is based on, number one, blood tests, which may give a hint that the liver is under stress. Certain liver function tests can tell us that there's a potential for fatty liver, but the ultimate test for fatty liver is a right upper quadrant ultrasound, which can show whether the liver is enlarged, or can show the consistency of the liver if the liver is infiltrated by fat. Suggestion is that you go to a doctor and you start with a blood test, and the doctor may say that your blood test is normal when it comes to liver function, so it's highly unlikely that you have fatty liver. But if you have elevated LFTs, liver function tests, you may earn the right to get a right upper quadrant ultrasound, which can actually render the diagnosis of fatty liver. Fatty liver is often associated with high levels of triglycerides, high LDL, elevated blood sugar, and overweight. So there you have it. A little hard sometimes to do self-diagnosis based on the sensations you're experiencing. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You're listening to Intelligent Medicine.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line in my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements supporting your cardiovascular health, Clinical Cardio 6, Ubiquinol, and K2, MK7, and D3. This collection offers a powerful combination of targeted nutrients and and botanicals that are known to promote optimal cardiovascular health by supporting healthy blood pressure, arterial flexibility, cellular energy production, neutralization of free radicals, protection against oxidative stress, and promotion of healthy vascular structures. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation by Katherine Burns and Mike Urema, with musical arrangements by Josh Lamoureux, directed by Aaron Stewart. See this delightful musical comedy set in a small town where Mark Grinsworth aims to create the ultimate Christmas for his family while maintaining his streak in the annual Holiday Lights Contest. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation, November 29th through December 15th. Sponsored by this station and these pro arts businesses.
Want to talk to Santa Claus himself?
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
That's right, folks. Santa will be live on the air December 12th from 6.05 to 7 p.m. Tune in to Heroes of the North State, hosted by Michelle Slade of My Umbrella Marketing. Tell Santa your Christmas wishes or just say hi. So mark your calendar for December 12th. Tell a friend and talk to Santa live while making magical memories. Call 530-605-4566 or 530-605-4567.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255. All right, a couple of studies that look at what happens when you have bad genes, and I'm not talking about designer genes, I'm talking about the genes that determine your risk for disease. To some extent, we're all involved in a lotto where the genes that we receive from our parents may predispose us early in life or later in life to certain diseases. We don't necessarily inherit precisely the diseases that our parents have, except in certain instances, just because your father had a heart attack or your mother had cancer doesn't necessarily mean you're destined to have one or another of those diseases. But we now have the ability to analyze genes to give us a composite risk appraisal. And it's usually not just one gene. Yeah, there's just one gene that's associated with sickle cell, diseases like sickle cell or Huntington's disease. These are genetic diseases par excellence. But other diseases involve a complex of genes, sometimes 20 or 30 or more, perhaps as many as 100, that together give you either protection from or a susceptibility to a certain problem. And we're beginning to work that out. Machine learning and AI is helping us do that because it's very complicated. And so what do you do if you have a genetic predisposition to something bad, like, let's say, heart disease or dementia? Well, the answer is, only in very rare cases are genes fully expressed. There is such a thing as epigenetics, which means that the things you do in life can influence the expression of even bad genes. And here's a couple of studies that support the notion that your genes are not necessarily your fate. This one from the UK, fitness level may offset genetic dementia risk. So what they did is they looked at a ton of people, really high number of people included in the study, 61,000 dementia-free folks in the UK. They followed them for nearly 12 years. Their average age was 56. And then they looked at, over the period of time, you know, which ones were experiencing declines in cognition, susceptibility to dementia or Alzheimer's disease. And at the beginning of the test, they also categorized their fitness level. They used a 6-minute submaximal exercise test on a stationary bike at the time of study enrollment to estimate their cardiorespiratory fitness. And what they found is that, indeed, cardiorespiratory fitness could offset even genetic dementia risk. So, yeah, we know that exercise helps to protect the brain, but what if you've got bad genes? Well, it turns out you can reverse some of the liabilities associated with bad genes with exercise. And now, with modern techniques, we can better analyze your genetic inheritance. Okay, here's one about cardiovascular risk. You know, cardiovascular risk involves a variety of components. Whether your platelets are sticky, causing blood clots, whether you have a predisposition to insulin resistance or overweight, whether you have high Lp(a) or inflammatory markers, or a predisposition to high cholesterol or triglycerides with low HDL and high LDL. So there are a whole bunch of genes involved in cardiovascular risk. And here's what they found when they looked at people who had high cardiovascular risk genetically. Fish oil seems to counteract genetic predisposition to high cholesterol, according to a study published online in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Okay? So with people who have high cholesterol, and they also looked at their genetic predisposition to high cholesterol, they found that taking fish oil modifies the association between genetically predicted and observed concentrations of total cholesterol, LDL cholesterol, high-density lipoprotein, and triglycerides. So this is a big study vindicating fish oil for cardiovascular protection. You'll see, you know, criticism of fish oil. Fish oil doesn't work. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of money. Some of the studies, I think, were rigged to show inconclusive outcomes from fish oil consumption using bad quality products, dosages that were too low, etc. This study, a resounding vindication of fish oil, even in people who have high cardiovascular risk. And speaking of cardiovascular risk, as you know, that it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. And that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Now, recently, we talked to Neil Levin, their product developer, about their new line of cardiovascular products. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. They've got a suite of supplements supporting your cardiovascular health, Clinical Cardio 6, Ubiquinol, and K2 MK7 with D3. This collection offers a powerful combination of targeted nutrients and botanicals that are known to promote optimal cardiovascular health by a variety of means. They support healthy blood pressure, arterial flexibility, cellular energy production. They neutralize free radicals and protect against oxidative stress, as well as promoting healthy vascular structures. For more information and orders, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements. I use their products and recommend them to my patients. All right, bad news on the, well, bad news anyway for the pharmaceutical industry. Number one, they face the prospect of RFK Jr. Being head of HHS, which has purview over the FDA, and he has vowed to change the healthcare environment. He's also kind of skeptical about vaccines, although he said that he's not against vaccines per se. He just wants more oversight over vaccine safety, and he wants us to be more selective about offering vaccines willy-nilly, because now the vaccine burden for the average child is literally dozens of vaccines. Maybe that's not so good for overall health and immunity. Many pediatricians would disagree because they think that vaccines are the mainstay of their efforts to protect kids, but that remains controversial. However, there's evidence that Americans are losing their trust in COVID messaging. 60% of Americans say they probably won't get an updated COVID-19 vaccine. They can't sell it. They can't sell the proposition now that you need the COVID vaccine. They're doing advertisement. Travis Kelce, who's wearing the dual Band-Aids, getting his flu shot and getting his COVID shot, you know, probably getting big bucks from Pfizer to do that ad to exhort Americans. John Legend in frequently aired commercials, getting the dual shot, get your shot, make your kids get the shot. 60% of Americans say they probably won't get an updated COVID-19 vaccine there. They think that COVID is not such a big deal anymore. They also think that the vaccine doesn't have that much protective effect against COVID. With or without the vaccine, you still get COVID, maybe a milder version of COVID, but that's not even that clear with the newer variants. So in spite of the fact that the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, has recommended the updated vaccine to everyone 6 months and older. Really? You want to give your toddler the COVID shot? Ahead of the fall and winter months to help protect from severe disease and hospitalization, scare tactics. They also know the views of the updated vaccine are sharply divided across partisan lines, with Democrats and those who lean to the Democratic Party being more likely than Republicans and Republican leaders to say they will get the vaccine. And the partisan divide is particularly large among adults age 65 and older, one of the groups most at risk for severe illness. But, you know, I got to say, maybe there's a use case for giving the vaccine to very frail, immunosuppressed individuals, especially those who are older. But it, unfortunately, it is in those very people for whom vaccines are least efficacious. And so that is a concern about the vaccine. The stock price of Moderna plummeting. Pfizer's taking a hit. They're looking for new opportunities because America's ready to move on from COVID-19. 877-726-8255, our number room, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. You need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Verizon Forward keeps eligible consumers of low-income households connected by giving them access to fast, reliable speeds of Verizon Home Internet at an affordable price, as low as $20 a month. New or existing qualifying customers can enroll following these three steps. Pick your plan, check your eligibility, and start saving. Some restrictions apply. See if you qualify to save with Verizon Forward at Verizon.com/Verizon Forward.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
Unfortunately, when it comes to cybersecurity, organizations are most vulnerable through their people.
Human nature tells us your employees want to believe that they are doing the right thing. And the right thing often means for them to respond to an email, clicking on a link.
That's Michael Castro, CEO of RiskAware, experts in cybersecurity.
Now, the best defense, what RiskAware helps organizations with, is security awareness training that helps them to be educated and trained on what to look for, what a threat would come in as, how it could be impersonated, and then what are the proper actions that they need to take.
Find out more about training your staff at riskaware.io. That's riskaware.io.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The perils and pitfalls of Doge, the great debate over Trump's tariffs, and what does President Vladimir Putin really think of Joe Biden's decision on Ukraine? Find out on the show.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Yeah.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. Jot that number down, because you can call anytime you like, and record a question, as did this person. Let's hear it.
I have two questions for you today. First one is for my husband. His hemoglobin A1C has been running high since 2023. The last one was 5.8, and I was wondering if, and of course they're saying he's pre-diabetic, should he start metformin prophylactically to maybe help with the glucose level? My second question is my cholesterol. They're want me to start taking statins, but I'm trying to work on it with my diet. I want your opinion on it. I'll give you the score that I've got. Total cholesterol was 214, triglycerides 76, HDL 77, LDL 124. Just like to know if I need to take the statins or just keep trying with my diet. Thank you, Dr. Hoffman.
Okay, so yeah, second opinion on some of these things. A1C of 5.8 is borderline. So the cutoff for diabetes is considerably higher, 6.4, 6.5. So we would say this is higher than optimal, but it's not that bad. You can easily bring that down with more exercise and a lower carb diet, restricting carbohydrates. But it's not a bad idea to take metformin, and the reason being is that it's not so much about lowering blood sugar. It does that, but it also may have anti-aging effects, and we're awaiting the results of a study done at my alma mater, Albert Einstein College of Medicine, which is called, I think, the TRAVERSE study, which is looking at the anti-aging and longevity benefits of metformin. And there are a lot of biohackers, anti-aging and longevity enthusiasts who are simply taking metformin regardless of their blood sugar on the bet that it may improve lifespan. Although animal studies have been equivocal on that. Some say yay, some say nay. We're finally doing some human studies on that, and that should clarify the issue. So a generally benign drug, the one knock on metformin is you got to watch your B12 levels, make sure you get them tested from time to time or take some supplementary B12. As to your question about a statin, you know, as I often answer, just because the number is a little high, and it's not even that high, and you have a great HDL, you don't necessarily need to take a statin. I don't know what it is with these doctors, the statin mania. They're really sold on statins, and they're continually lowering the bar for when to initiate statins. I would look at imaging to see if you have coronary artery plaque. If it's present to a significant degree, I would say, yeah, you could get a protective effect. But if it's zero or negligible, I would say that it's a waste of time and you're running the risk of side effects associated with taking the statin. So I'm just inundated with these questions with people who have moderate levels of LDL. But, you know, doctors got to do it by the book. You know, got to get that LDL down. Put people on a drug and they just think that the drug is entirely benign. Why not put people on the drug? The default is prescribing rather than trying a natural approach. Do you even need to lower your cholesterol? You may say, well, what else can I take to lower my cholesterol? You may not need to lower it. There are plenty of people with LDL cholesterol in the hundreds who are fine and don't need to take things like berberine or niacin or red yeast rice in an effort to avoid drugs and use something natural. Take fish oil for sure because it's got a host of benefits, and it may reduce, you know, as I suggested in a recent feature, even if you have slightly high cholesterol, fish oil consumption will reduce your genetic predisposition to cardiovascular disease. So virtually everyone should be taking it. All right. This item, is regular exercise a friend or foe of the aging immune system? Well, I think you know the answer. The answer is yes, exercise is helpful. I guess they're looking at the rare instance where people overdo it. And you can indeed suppress your immune system with very intense exercise. You know, people who run marathons frequently get a cold or respiratory infection after very intense effort. They are so run down that their immune system is permissive of a viral infection. But according to this meta-analysis, they looked at 19 articles representing 17 different individual trials. Regular aerobic exercise improves the number and effectiveness of circulating T cells. And here's an interesting item. We talk about vaccinations not working, especially in older individuals who are, maybe a little bit frail. Regular aerobic exercise appears to enhance immunologic memory when you get a vaccine. So the vaccine is more likely to take, and its effectiveness is greater and of longer duration in the context of exercise. Furthermore, they say regular aerobic exercise appears to be associated with a reduction in chronic inflammation. They conclude, overall in healthy older adults, regular, particularly aerobic exercise, appears to be a friend of the immune system, helping to offset diminished adaptive responses and chronic inflammation. So there you have it. All right, so I want to remind you, I've got a special holiday offer for you on virtually all our supplements that are available via my FullScript online supplement dispensary. It's our Black Friday sale coming up November 29th through December 3rd. 5 days only, you'll get 10% off and free shipping on my entire inventory of top supplements at drhoffmanstore.com. It's a great time to stock up for Christmas season, and perhaps you want to gift some people some supplements. We stock only the highest quality supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping, safe, secure, and includes world-class customer service. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for 10% off from November 29th through December 3rd. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Well, thanks very much for joining us. Enjoy your holidays and check out drhoffman.com for all things intelligent medicine. Follow us on social media. We're on X and we're on Facebook. Subscribe to our newsletter. Download our podcasts. And especially if you have a little extra time over the holidays, catch up with all that we have to offer. Enjoy. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255 for questions.
Ready to unlock the secret to youthful vitality? Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary Urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure ignites your body's natural anti-aging pathway, mitophagy. As we age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional. But with MitoPure, you can recycle these worn-out cells. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy, enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago after diving into the science of Urolithin A. Since then, it's become a vital part of my wellness routine. For more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations.
please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tasha Stevens. Former President-elect Trump's cabinet choices still face scrutiny following the withdrawal of Matt Gaetz.
The tapping of former Congressman Gaetz was seen as the most problematic among Trump's personnel announcements, but he was not the only controversial cabinet selection. Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth, Director of National Intelligence nominee Tulsi Gabbard, and HHS nominee Robert F. Kennedy Jr. each face questions about their experience, past actions and statements, and policy positions as they seek Senate confirmation. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Drones were spotted near three U.S. Air Force locations in the U.K.
The U.S. Air Force has said a number of small drones were detected last week around three bases in eastern England that are used by American forces. The drones were spotted between Wednesday and Friday near RAF Lakenheath, RAF Mildenhall, and RAF Feltwell. U.S. Air Forces Europe released a statement saying the drones were actively monitored after they were seen in the vicinity of and over the three bases. The Air Force didn't identify who was behind the incursions, but said base officials determined there was no impact on residents or critical infrastructure. Karen Chamath, London.
Millions of Americans are on the move for the Thanksgiving holiday. AAA predicts 80 million will either fly or drive to their destinations between tomorrow and next Monday. That will surpass pre-pandemic records with about 1.7 million more travelers than last year. Forecasters say travelers in the eastern U.S. should be prepared for possible delays due to strong winds. And more than weather could affect your holiday travel. The FAA says air traffic could be slowed down during peak travel times because of staffing issues. During the week of Thanksgiving, Tuesday expected to be the busiest travel day with almost 3 million travelers. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Life takes a toll on our bodies. No way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain, Relief Factor. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference? Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good. And it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Try it for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain. Turn back the clock with Relief Factor.
A congressional panel recommends the U.S. toughen its trade relationship with Beijing.
The recommendation would roll back a nearly 25-year-old decision that helped bring about China's rapid economic growth, but that many in Washington now see as hurting U.S. interests. In its annual report to Congress, the U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission called for the first time for ending permanent normal trade relations with Beijing. It echoes moves by prominent Republican lawmakers as the trade war with China is expected to intensify under President-elect Donald Trump.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The last meatpackers in New York's meatpacking district agreed to end their leases early and make way for development on their city-owned lot. The closure date's not been set, but will mark the end of more than a century of industrial life in the district. Today, it's a hub for shopping, tourism, and recreation. News and analysis at townhall.com. Wall Street kicks off a holiday-shortened week with the blue chips opening Monday at a record high.
It wasn't only the Dow that turned in a winning performance last week, adding almost 2%. The S&P and the NASDAQ advanced more than 1.5% on the week. Apparently, the stock market's post-election rally isn't quite over just yet. Bitcoin ended the week just shy of $99,000 after hitting a record of $99,850. A result of investors anticipating a more crypto-friendly administration and Congress. Rich Thomason reporting.
Australia's government's withdrawn a bill that would give a media watchdog power to monitor digital platforms and require them to keep records about what they deem to be misinformation. A spokeswoman said the government was unable to drum up support needed to pass that legislation. An opposition spokesman said the bill amounted to censorship laws in Australia. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Join Tolkien's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tolkien's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
And I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program on tap with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Bruce Glenn. He's the senior wealth manager and president of Rally Wealth and Benefits. And Bruce, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks, Steve. Good to be here as always. Of course, it's more fun when the Chiefs had won.
Well, yeah.
That undefeated season is out the window.
Right. You know what? I'm actually kind of glad about that. It's just, it's extra pressure. We just don't need it. Yeah. We have enough injuries and stuff worrying about on the Chiefs right now.
I agree. We need to just get ready to do the three-peat. That's what really matters.
Yeah, we just need to buckle down and get most of our guys back and continue on. So, but yeah, I have a friend on Facebook, and he's like, it's pretty quiet in Chiefs Kingdom out there. And I'm like, hey, we're licking our wounds. We're regrouping. Give us a couple more days, and we'll be right back at it. So doing a little chirping. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, all right. So if you have questions for Bruce Glenn, again, he's the senior wealth manager and president of Rally Wealth and Benefits in Kansas City. Your local number here is 913-308-0277 and toll free anywhere in the country, 888-241-2361. Of course, you can always go online. Excellent website, rallywb.com. And Bruce, as we near the end of the year, there are a lot of things that really some folks need to be considering here. Everyone needs to consider. So December 31st is the deadline for RMDs. And what should people over the age of 73 be aware of before December 31st of this year?
Right, Steve. So a couple of different things here. First of all, this is what used to be 70 and a half was when you needed to start your RMD. And then during COVID, they bumped that to 72, and now Secure Act 2.0, they've actually moved that to 73 if you're born before 1960, 75 if you're born after. But this year, you know, if somebody's in that required minimum distribution age, they need to make sure they get that taken care of. It used to be a 50% penalty if you didn't get enough of the money moved out of your IRA or your pre-tax bucket. They have reduced that penalty to 25% now, which is, you know, a little better situation. But either way, you want to make darn sure you get all the money out of your IRA that you need to by the end of the year. Now, I will suggest this, that if you're charitably in mind, you know, if you donate to a qualified 501c3 of some sort, you can actually take your required minimum distribution of your IRA or part of it,
yep,
and you can get it straight over to your church or other charitable type of an organization, and you've satisfied the IRS's requirement to get money out of your IRA, but you didn't take an income because you didn't take hands-on for it. So that's a really good way to take care of that.
That's also a huge tax advantage because you're transferring it from your, you know, from, like you said, your IRA to the charitable organization, and there's no income tax there. You're just going straight over.
Right, and you have to remember that the Medicare cost now is a two-year look back for your means to pay, and so your premium on your Medicare can be changed dramatically. So when you're forced to take that required minimum distribution or that RMD out, and if you take it as ordinary income, it could boost you into a higher tax bracket. It could boost you into a higher Medicare premium situation. So if you give money away anyway to a qualified organization, try and do it that way. Also, before I forget, Steve, I've got a great free custom offer that everybody listening today should take advantage of. I'll get into that on the second half of
okay,
the program.
I love free offers.
There you go.
And I'll tell you what. So we here with Senior Care Live and especially with Bruce, we don't like telling people, you know, you need this and you need that. We want to really kind of ask the question, do you know about it? Are you aware of it? And if the answer is no, then that is when Bruce is going to offer ways to resolve some of these issues. And again, reach out to Bruce Glenn online, rallywb.com. And Bruce, as the end of the year is quickly approaching, I am not ready for all that, by the way. what are some other considerations that everyone should be aware of?
Well, I think it's always a good time in November or even sooner in the year, but certainly in November, December at the latest, you need to check and see if your deductions throughout the year were in line with whatever your earnings was. Especially if you took a distribution from your IRA or your 401k, something like that, or maybe you had some bonuses. Anyway, kind of true up what your income is and see if your deductions have been okay or not. That way you can avoid having some underpayment penalties and some nasty things like that. And again, you know, kind of touching back on the charity, if you have some charity items that you want to do, make sure you take care of that. If you're 70 and a half, so I don't want to throw too many ages out there, but this is a little bit different. It's not the RMD 73 we talked about. But if you're 70 and a half,
yep,
you are allowed to take money out of your IRA and send it, again, straight to that 501c3 for a charitable gift, which would, you know, give you a deduction. You could take up to $105,000.
Ah.
It could be, you know, one charity or across different ones or whatever the case might be. But that could really be something if you're planning on doing it anyway and you have the means to do it, that'd be a good thing to take care of as you're kind of coming up towards the end of the year.
Okay. All right, very good. And then when it comes to the monthly budget, what would you say are some of the steps that everyone should take just to make sure that 2025 accounts for their needs?
You know, I'm going to get into this a little bit deeper than I normally would, but you know, first of all, you're going to look at review your 2024 spending and be honest about it.
Yeah.
You know, don't just assume because you had a flat tire that you're not going to have a flat tire in 2025, right? Be honest about what you spent. And then I would add on 4% inflation factor. So if you spent, you know, $40,000 in 2024, I'd put another 4% on top of that just off the top.
Yep.
Just plan on that. Consider your health care costs, kind of budget that in, even if you were healthy. Well, maybe next year you need to do some stuff or should have some other tests or checkups done or whatever, or just things may happen, right? Property taxes here in the Midwest, or at least in Kansas City market and probably across the country, really took a big jump from 2023 to 2024. I know my taxes went up about 40% of my property taxes, but so make sure you're aware of those and you budget that in accordingly.
I just got my property tax estimate for 25, and I kind of choked.
Oh, my God. It's crazy. So, it's unbelievable how they keep doing this to people, especially if you're on a fixed income.
Yep.
And insurance is going up dramatically. The coverages on roofing is less, so on and so forth. So make sure you cover your insurance in your budget. If you're going to take a vacation, build that in. Gifting, Christmas, birthdays, things like that. And factor in a little bit of miscellaneous. Those unexpected emergencies. Factor that in and budget it. Repair and maintenance for your car, your home, your air conditioner, whatever. You need to factor those things in. And if you plan on trading a car for 5 years, then take, you know, 20% of a car cost and factor that in. I would suggest kind of that, you know, that envelope type system or a separate account that you kind of put money aside for things that aren't normal every month, but you account for them each month. That way you're not spending money that you think you have because it's still in your checking account.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And then the last thing I would say is, you know, account for your 401k or IRA. You should try and increase that each year a little bit and then, you know, account for that in your budget also.
Well, I'll tell you what. There are so many things that can sneak up on you. So having that emergency fund, or like you said, account for all of these items and then take that amount of money and just put it in a different account so that your checking account, you have kind of a working account for your income in, expenses out, and you're covering all of these other anticipated items, and that money sitting in a separate account. I just think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I even do that for my business, and that's one of the big things about entrepreneurs. I know we have a lot of them in our studio or in our audience here.
Yep.
That, you know, our business owners, but business owners by far and away are the widget makers, and a lot of times they aren't business, you know, managers as such. And if you can, you know, plan for those things that you know are going to happen. I mean, if you got an annual bonus for your employees, set that aside each month. If you, you know, you're going to have to replace computers or technology or capital, any kind of capital expenditures, set that aside. Government taxes, insurance, so on and so forth. Put it aside in a different account and earmark that so that it just doesn't sneak up on you, and then you don't have the money, or you may be spending money that you think you have because you didn't account for things that are going to be spent later.
I think that's so easy to do. You see your account, and you're like, oh, hey, I think we're doing maybe a little bit better than I thought we were, because we have all this money in here, and then, this and that and the other, A, B, C, and D. Like you said, if you've set it in a separate account and then you see your working account, you're not going to be tempted to spend money that you don't have,
exactly.
Which is so easy to do. Today we're speaking with Mr. Bruce Glenn. He's the Senior Wealth Manager and President of Rally Wealth and Benefits here in the Kansas City area. If this is resonating with you, if it's catching your attention, reach out to Bruce. And by the way, he has a wonderful free offer, so stay tuned because he's going to cover that in the next segment. But in Kansas City, 913-308-0277, or toll free outside of the KC area, 888-241-2361, online at rallywb.com. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. On your investment accounts, you can avoid unrealized capital gains. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com, SeniorCareLive.com.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging. An unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together,
in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
Dear Santa, I hope you are having a good day in the North Pole. Is it cold all the time there? Is that why your cheeks are so rosy? My mom says I'm a good helper, but you didn't come last year. Was my chimney broken? I just really hope to see you when I wake up. I'm gonna see that you came to my house too.
Donate and help the Marines deliver hope to a child in need.
Verizon Forward keeps eligible consumers of low-income households connected by giving them access to fast, reliable speeds of Verizon Home Internet at an affordable price, as low as $20 a month. New or existing qualifying customers can enroll following these three steps. Pick your plan, check your eligibility, and start saving. Some restrictions apply. See if you qualify to save with Verizon Forward at Verizon.com/Verizon Forward.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. Back to our Senior Care Live question of the week. On your investment accounts, you can avoid unrealized capital gains. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true. And Bruce, why is that statement true?
So, Steve, this is kind of a deep underneath the hood of the car insider information.
Yeah, okay.
Right? So, unrealized capital gains, some people may not realize this, but mutual funds, for example, if they make some big trades and they had a lot of capital gains built inside their mutual fund, they have to pass that along to their shareholders. But they only pass it along one time a year, and it's to the owners of record on that date. So we get reports, and a lot of advisors may not be getting these reports or may not even be aware of it, but we get reports on our investments that we hold for our clients in October and November, and we'll say if this fund has an unrealized capital gain that's going to be distributed out to the shareholders, not meaning the money doesn't go out, but the taxation goes out. Mm. Right? You're getting taxed on something you didn't even sell and take possession of.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And so you get that nasty report in January that you got to, you know, pay your taxes on. So anyway, the trick to that is if it's a good quality investment, you really want to own it, fine. But if it's one that really should be upgraded, you might want to consider upgrading that fund and not owning it on the date that the owners of record get hit with that.
I got you.
Yeah,
okay.
A little insider trick there.
There's some timing involved there.
Absolutely.
And you have to know about the timing to even consider that financial maneuver. And again, this is why you should reach out to Bruce Glenn. He's a senior wealth manager and president of Rally Wealth and Benefits in Kansas City, 913-308-0277. Or toll-free, 888-241-2361, online at rallywb.com. And, Bruce, as people are looking ahead, what are some other items they should be paying close attention to?
Well, there's a lot of items out there, but one that I think is skipped and overlooked a lot is long-term care.
Hmm.
That's something that, unfortunately, by far and away, the majority of us, if you're over age 65, will experience and have a long-term care need. So if you have a long-term care policy, you need to review that. There are different ways to do it these days. I'm not a big proponent of the standalone policies, but there are some where you can do a deposit of an asset, and you may get some leverage on use for long-term care. In some cases, there's some life insurance policies that may be able to have a rider added to it that lets you access that money ahead of time. So there's a lot of different ways to do it. You can increase your savings in your HSA, or you could self-fund. Unfortunately, a lot of people self-fund, meaning that they don't do anything about it. They just have to pay out of their pocket.
Right, yeah. All right. And the statistics are that 70% of us will require and pay for long-term care at some point in our life. So that is a huge, huge need. Bruce, what about proper estate planning? It's one of the best ways to avoid your assets from going to the wrong person or maybe possibly being tied up in court. So what should our audience know about estate planning and making sure their wishes are known and protected?
Yeah, right, Steve. So there's a lot of things here that to unwrap, but you know, one thing is the way that you distribute your money to children, and I don't care if they're adult children, you know, especially the same thing. You don't want your beneficiaries necessarily receiving their money all in one shot. I propose, you know, give them some money at the time someone passes away, and then maybe 5 years later a little bit more, and maybe another 5 years later the rest of it. Because on average, people blow through any kind of windfall of money that they didn't diligently earn and save in about 17 months, whether it be a lottery winning whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible, and you hate to see someone just frit away that because they don't really know how to manage it or handle it. We do a lot of coaching with our beneficiaries, and we try and do our next generation reviews and get the next generation involved with those meetings. But specifically to estate planning, make sure that you've got an up-to-date qualified executor for your plan that can do what needs to be done. You've got an up-to-date power of attorney. You have your universal HIPAA. That's good no matter where you're at. Maybe you go in a hospital, go into a coma, you get moved to some other hospital.
Yep.
If there's not a universal HIPAA on file, your family can't talk to anybody, can't make, you know, decisions. Healthcare directives, make sure they're in a good place. And update beneficiaries. We see the biggest problem we see with this is, like, somebody may have gotten divorced years ago or someone passed away, and
yep.
they never did update that to, like, a new spouse or adopt a child, whatever the case might be. But make sure your beneficiaries are all accurate, and not, you know, not just in your will, your trust, but on your bank accounts, your investment accounts, your 401k, 403b. We see that a ton in the 401k world where they don't change the beneficiaries. So very important things to double check.
And the transfer on death, and the, you know, the TOD, and all of that you can do on your car titles and everything else. So that's something that you should probably look at once a year, shouldn't you?
I would say it's you need to at least think about it once a year. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And so what else should people consider before the end of the year arrives?
Yeah. So at the end of the year, I like to say it's a really good time to kind of review your investment accounts. And this is where I want to put that free offer out there.
Okay.
So when you're looking at your investment accounts, you know, you may have some old accounts out there. It could be in the bank accounts, too, that need to be closed or consolidated. But when you're looking at your investments, you need to, you know, make sure that they're rebalanced, because if you've had a really hot year in the market, you may have more stock exposure than you want to have, or if it's been a bad year, you may be underexposed. So you want to be rebalanced your accounts to the risk level that you're good and comfortable with. But the quality is the key to it. You want to make sure the quality of what you own is good. So I'm going to offer this as a free offer. We have some very sophisticated, expensive research analytic tools that we use. And if anybody wants to contact us, we can work with them to review their investments. They don't have to give us their name or their account numbers or anything like that, but they can just send us the list of their investments and how to get a hold of them. We will go run that through our sophisticated tools and see what the quality of the investments are. Are they beating the indexes they belong in? What are the fees that they're costing, the cost for those investments? What are the overall portfolio? Are there some investments that are overlapping and doing too much of the same thing, which can be some embedded risk that people aren't aware of?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of things that go into this, but we can look and see and get back to them, no charge, custom review analysis on their specific portfolio. And then also other items would be, you know, if you need to do some upgrades in your portfolio, you got to think about taxes. Okay, do we want to do this? We'll take a tax hit in 2024. Do we want to spread it out to 2025 or wait till 2025? So think about that. Is it going to get you in a higher tax bracket? If you're a senior citizen and you're on Medicare, make sure you remember there's a two-year look back on your means test on your ability to pay your Medicare premium. So you don't want to do things that are going to boost up your Medicare premium because it takes 2 years to work that back off. So be really careful about that. And then I would say, you know, meet with your with your advisor. If you don't have an advisor, I would suggest that, and we should do a whole show on this someday.
Okay.
I would say, you know, you should work with an advisor that's a fee-based fiduciary, you know, not selling you commission product.
Yep.
And they're a planner that can really look at your long-term future, what inflation is going to do to you, what tax is going to do to your longevity, rates of return, you know, the risk level you're willing to take, all these different type of things need to go into it.
Well, and I've always loved the broker approach, the fiduciary approach, where you're working directly for your clients and in their best interest. That is Bruce Glenn. Look, I would take him up on that offer, a free offer to run your information through their really high-dollar modeling tools to give you information that may be just could be a surprise to you. Bruce Glenn is a senior wealth manager and president of Rally Wealth and Benefits. It's 913-308-0277. Toll free 888-241-2361. You can also reach out online at rallywb.com. And Bruce, thanks so much for being here today. Thanks for that free offer for our listeners, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Same to you and everybody out there. Appreciate it.
All right, we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night, through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Military families, and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community.
In Omaha, Bellevue University recently announced the kickoff of its Backpack Drive and is seeking help from the communities to support homeless veterans. The Backpack Drive, which is currently underway, fills backpacks with essential items for homeless military veterans at Sienna Francis House and New Visions Homeless Services. Cash donations and donated items are being collected now through November 1st. Ashley Rodriguez, manager of the Military Veterans Services Center, said the support from the community can make a difference. Each backpack filled with items not only provides immediate relief, but also shows our veterans that they are not forgotten.
Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The perils and pitfalls of DOGE, the great debate over Trump's tariffs, and what does President Vladimir Putin really think of Joe Biden's decision on Ukraine? Find out on the show.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
If you don't have great credit, could a Trump policy cancel your credit card? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Trump and Bernie want to collaborate on capping credit card interest rates. But credit card debt is a non-recourse loan. They can't repossess your dinner or your vacation. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, Senior Care in the News. A news report from Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting.
All right, so let me say right off the top, this is not political. And hear me out, because I'll make my senior care point here in just a little bit. So in recent news, as reported by every single major news outlet recently, President-elect Trump has created the new DOGE. It's the Department of Government Efficiency. I'm really looking forward to seeing what this effort can do to cut out major bloat, bureaucracy, and just unnecessary fat and costs from every single government department. And it's all in an effort to make the government much more efficient and cost less to run. That's bottom line. And we now have two incredibly intelligent and savvy business professionals looking at each and every department, just really like more like a business. And I could just not be more excited about that. I have always said if we would operate the government more like a business, we would have so much money on hand. We couldn't spend it all, frankly. So some very disturbing information is now seeing the light of day. For example, according to Fox News, November the 18th, 2024, the Pentagon has failed its seventh audit in a row. No one knows where all the money has gone. And the Pentagon cannot tell us how it spends large parts of its $824 billion, that's with a B, billion-dollar budget. So how is that even possible? And the answer is simple. Because we allow it to be possible. That's why. So let's drill down a little bit. In the Pentagon, I was blown away by this. There are 44 four-star generals, each general with a staff of 2,000 employees each, and a budget of $250 million. So that begs the question, what do they do? And is all of that really necessary? I guess we're going to find out real quick. What if we cut the major bloat, and with some of the savings, what if we pay our soldiers a much better wage? What if we cut the bloat and we're able to take much better care of our veterans? No more veteran homelessness or poor medical care. Who could possibly be against that? And what if we cut the bureaucracy and the bloat in our Federal Department of Education and use some of the savings to pay our teachers a much better wage? Who could possibly be against that? I'm also really looking forward to what RFK Jr. will do as the new head of health in human services. Again, some very disturbing information is now seeing the light of day and becoming really publicized mainstream at this point. He is confident the ingredients in our food, these ingredients are killing us, making us the sickest country in the world, inflating our health care costs to an unsustainable level, and decreasing our quality of life and decreasing our life expectancy. So here's just one of how many examples. A major company that produces, they produce one version of cereal for us here in the United States that is full of chemicals and dyes and other ingredients that, according to RFK Jr., are toxic and carcinogenic ingredients. But yet, that same company, they produce another much healthier version of the very same cereal that does not have these ingredients in it. For other countries that do not allow those ingredients in the products that are sold to their people. So you might ask yourself the question, why would this company make a cereal consumed by our beautiful children that is so toxic and so unsafe? And the answer is, our government allows it. And as our population becomes sicker and sicker, the pharmaceutical companies make more and more drugs to help us manage our sickness, therefore making them more and more money. I'll tell you what, I cannot love this new effort more. And to RFK Jr., I wish you all the best in this heroic, historic, and noble endeavor. I can't wait to see this. So what if we could cut so much fat and bureaucracy from our bloated government that we can use some of the savings to help our elderly, help pay for more services to be provided in the home, more money to help pay for the assisted living level of care? I'll tell you what, that would be huge, right? And I think I could talk about this stuff for days and days, but we can just focus in on this. Our Medicaid program, for all intents and purposes, it does not pay for assisted living. So here's an example. Missouri pays a whopping $292 a month for assisted living with a senior voucher. I mean, come on, guys. Add that to your income of, say, $1,800 a month, you're still $4,000 a month short. So why bother? It's silly. Kansas will pay for the support services part of the assisted living cost, but it will not pay for your apartment, which they call room and board. So as a result, most assisted living communities in Kansas do not work with the Medicaid program because it just doesn't pay enough. It doesn't even cover their costs. So I've worked with so many people over the years who could have done really well at the assisted living level of care. But guess what? They were getting qualified for Medicaid, and they had to move to a long-term care community, also known as a nursing home, just because of the Medicaid coverage rules. So Medicaid will pay all day, every day for long-term care because that's a medical model. But it won't pay for the assisted living level of care because it's not a medical model. But there's a tremendous amount of support there. So many people are just more appropriate for the assisted living level of care. And guess what? The government would be paying less money for that. Come on. They could pay $6,000 a month for an individual to stay in the assisted living level of care, but I guess we'd rather pay $10,000 a month. Come on. And the individual person would be in a much better place for their needs and not stuck in a small room in a nursing home with a curtain between the beds. And we would save money. It's just not that hard, folks. It's just not that hard. The simple truth is, changing all of this, it's not difficult. And now we have a deliberate effort headed up by two incredibly knowledgeable and talented business professionals who know exactly how to cut the fat, reduce the bloated bureaucracy, and create efficiency, and run the government more like a business. We could use some of these savings to increase pay to our active duty soldiers, to better support our veterans, pay for our teachers, pay more to our police officers and our firefighters, pay all of them more money. They all deserve it, every single one of them. Take better care of our elderly. Eliminate our national debt and still save trillions and trillions of dollars, and yet properly fund everything. In a very short period of time, I believe we'll see dramatic improvement like you've never seen before, and I welcome this with open arms. And I'll tell you, I can already hear it. Oh, Steve's getting political. No, I'm just talking about something I'm really, really excited about, and I believe each and every human being in this entire country, regardless of how you voted or what you think, each and every one of us can benefit from this. Again, who could be against that? Who could possibly be against that? And there are some other examples. Maybe I'll get into this on another program. But there's some other examples of how we can do a much better job serving our elderly if we're just able to cut the fat, cut the costs, and help more people and run a more efficient government. I am so excited about that. I'm so excited. And again, I welcome it with open arms. And next, I'll address the seasonal demand for senior care.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com. I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families, and I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
If you're in business, then you know what it feels like to be confused about what's currently working to grow your business and also what's actually wasting your time. Join us on the Success Explained podcast, where we break down exactly what it takes to grow any business in any economy. My name's Chris Guerrero, and I've spent over 30 years building, selling, and investing in companies. And I know the few key actions that consistently grow companies and create personal wealth. And you can plug into all these tips for free on the Success Explained podcast. Just go to successexplained.com and you'll get access to the same tips that have grown over a dozen companies in my personal portfolio. And you'll hear from other business titans as we uncover topics rarely discussed outside closed boardroom doors. It's all free right now at successexplained.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. All right, so we're getting into that time of year that I discuss this pretty much every, well, not pretty much, I do discuss it every year, and that is the discussion on the seasonal demand for senior care. And so a lot of people, they're caught off guard by this. What do you mean? There's seasonality? There's a seasonal demand in senior care? Yep, there sure is. So here's the curve. I'm going to start in the middle of the curve. So realizing or recognizing there's always a demand for senior care so that this bell curve doesn't drop down too far. It's like a shallow cereal bowl if you can visualize that. So the lowest demand for the entire year, again, recognizing there's always a demand. It's during the heart of the summer, the beautiful months of the summer, June, July, and August. And that would be the lowest demand. And then as we move toward fall and toward the end of the year, it starts to bump up. It starts to increase toward the end of the year. Then when we move into January, boop, it jumps up. It jumps up quite a bit. And the peak demand for all of senior care comes about the 7th to the 10th of January after everyone wakes up from all of the New Year's Eve and the New Year's celebration and all of that, and we kind of get our act together, we kind of reengage. Boom, we're in a new year. It takes about a week or so for everyone to kind of wake up and get rolling. But then when they do, holy cow, I'm so tuned into this, I can just feel the ground shaking. With thousands and thousands of, not people, but a family, so that's several thousand. All, and that's just in Kansas City. That's where I live, and I'm really tuned into this. But this happens all across the country. Give it about a week or so, and everyone is, boom, they're out into the communities. They're checking out all these places, and they're gobbling up all of the beds, all the apartments, all of the space, and in every single type of senior care, including home care, home health care. My focus today is on the community part of it, assisted living, memory care, long-term care, independent living, and then, of course, all of the above in a continuing care retirement community. These places just get swarmed with people, and all the spaces are, boom, they're gone. So January and February, and I'd say about halfway into March or so, that's your highest demand every single year. And then as we get into the spring and we approach summer, it starts to kind of taper down. And then we're in that trough, kind of a shallow cereal bowl over the summer, and then it starts to edge up toward the end of the year, and then, boom, it jumps back up again in January. Rinse and repeat every single year. That's what it looks like. So this is not your typical bell curve where it starts, drops way down, comes back up nice and even. This is more of kind of a crooked cereal bowl, if you will, to draw this out. And you can go to my website, seniorcareconsulting.com, go to the blogs, and you'll see this. I have it all there. So what causes that spike in seasonal demand for senior care? A couple things. Number one, and we're in it, we have families gathering over Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, all of the different holidays, all of the gatherings that happen this time of year, every year. And you may see a deficit or see that your loved one is struggling and they need some help. So families see these things. Families have meetings. They discuss it. Last week, I answered the question, when's the right time to consider moving from your home to senior care community? A lot of discussions will take place on that very subject coming up very soon here. So you make the decision, oh, my gosh, yeah, I think we're going to need assisted living for mom. Let's get through the holidays, and then after the first of the year, let's go out and let's check out some places, and let's find a place. So you've got this newly realized, pent-up, delayed demand that happens late November and into December, and then, boom, that hits in January. Then the other thing that happens is just a natural increase in illness. It's cold and crummy outside. It's pretty normal to see that someone, unfortunately, had a fall, fractured a hip. They're in the hospital. They're going to need rehab. Then after that, they may or may not be able to come home. They may need to go to a senior care community to live at that point. You have an increase in pneumonia. Flu goes crazy. The stupid COVID is still around. I don't know if that'll ever go away. At this point, I don't think it will. Right? So you just have a natural increase in illness along with that newly realized, pent-up, delayed demand. And there it is. So I'm constantly preaching this. Whether you work with my firm, Senior Care Consulting, whether you're doing this on your own, you could easily avoid a waiting list. Well, Steve, what are you talking about, a waiting list? Well, right now, I'll tell you what, the best places may already have a waiting list. And if they don't, they're going to have one here pretty quick. So if you put off your search and selection till after the holidays, and then you go out with, again, thousands of other people who suddenly enter the market and need to find a place to provide care for your elderly loved one, you are probably going to encounter a waiting list. And it's just what it sounds like. So they may have 5-10 people on the wait list right now. You're number 11. If you put this off too long, you might be number 20 or 30 on the wait list I'm talking about for the best places available. And they have a wait list because they're the best places available, right? Everybody wants to go there. If you put it off, if you wait until the last second, your hand will be forced. You're going to have to take a bed or a space available at any place that has a space available. And it may not be your preferred provider. And again, you can easily avoid that by conducting your search and being proactive. So my firm, Senior Care Consulting, we are working with a lot of families right now, and they plan on moving after the holidays, but we're out in the market. We're getting their names on the waiting lists.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The Ramsey Show.
When you're walking around with a little picket in your hand and you're saying, I demand $22 to work at McDonald's, then you don't get to bitch about inflation.
Yeah.
Because you caused it.
It's The Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. President-elect Trump quickly naming his prospective cabinet and advisors.
Over the weekend, he named former White House aide Brooke Rollins to be his agriculture secretary. She was domestic policy chief during his first term. Rollins holds a degree in agricultural development. He's also tapped Russell Vogt in the Office of Management and Budget, Tom Homan as border czar, and Stephen Miller for deputy chief of policy.
On Capitol Hill, a little quid pro quo in action. Senate leaders have made a deal on the confirmation of federal judges. Republicans will allow Democrats to move forward with votes on several nominees to federal district court. In exchange, Democrats will not pursue confirmation on four appellate nominations, leaving them to be filled by incoming President Trump. A new poll shows most voters approve of the job that Trump is doing as he prepares to take office. The poll found nearly 60% of voters say they approve of his handling of the presidential transition. President Biden has said very little about the election since President Trump's victory. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more on the story.
The president's only public discussion of the outcome of the election came during a short Rose Garden speech 2 days after the election. After warning voters for years that a Trump win would be disastrous for American democracy, Mr. Biden has gone largely silent on those concerns. White House spokesman Andrew Bates said Biden's views about the stakes for democracy are unchanged, but believes it's critical to respect the will of the voters by providing an orderly transition and peaceful transfer of power. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Meanwhile, Kamala Harris is vacationing in Hawaii. More on these stories at Town Hall.
Which varies by plan.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their 3-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
New research into those who are not losing weight with new weight loss drugs.
Most people taking weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy can lose between 15 and 22% of their body weight, but about 20% just don't get those results. An obesity expert says factors like genetics, hormones, and how the brain regulates energy can all affect weight loss. Medical conditions like sleep apnea and some prescriptions can actually cause weight gain. Researchers say they are looking into ways to help the so-called non-responders get results. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Police in New York City investigating another random slashing of a tourist visiting Manhattan. NYPD says an Italian tourist was walking on Madison Avenue Saturday morning when a woman lunged with a knife, cutting his hand. Wednesday, a Danish tourist was slashed in the face on the Upper West Side. News and analysis at townhall.com. A New Mexico school is under the microscope.
The New Mexico State Auditor has identified multiple instances of wasteful spending and improper use of public funds at Western New Mexico University. The Office of the State Auditor says university management and regents fail to uphold their fiduciary responsibilities. State lawmakers started raising questions last year about overseas trips by University President Joseph Shepard and his wife's use of a university credit card. The university says changes have been made and an independent audit is underway. John Scott reported.
Residents of Montreal livid after Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was spotted dancing at a Taylor Swift concert during a pro-Hamas protest that turned into a riot. Videos of protesters vandalizing buildings in the city going viral on X, along with video of Trudeau dancing and singing at the Eras Tour in Toronto. More details at townhall.com.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, a special pre-holiday edition of Intelligent Medicine as we get ready to celebrate with friends and family. Our number is 877-726-8255. That number, as always, is available to you 24/7, 365. You can call us during the week, and you can leave a question or share a comment, and we'll air it on a future edition of Intelligent Medicine. We've got lots to talk about on today's program. We'll be talking about the benefits of intravenous vitamin C for cancer. Also, disappointing uptake for vaccine makers on the COVID shot, and a bunch of stories related to what's happening on the health front. 877-726-8255, our number. And, of course, the elephant in the room, get it? That's sort of an inadvertent pun because, yes, in the wake of the Republican victory for the presidency and in the Senate and in the House, the elephant indeed is in the room. Okay, well, the elephant in the room from the standpoint of we in the field of integrative medicine and natural health is the potential appointment of RFK Jr., his nomination to become secretary of the largest agency that's responsible for health and food safety, HHS, Health and Human Services. So that is a controversial proposition. And in an upcoming article in our newsletter, by the way, if you haven't already subscribed to our newsletter, do so. Go to drhoffman.com and enter your email address, and we'll send you the newsletter. It's free, and it's informative. I have an article entitled, How to Think About RFK Jr.'s Nomination to Head HHS. Now, they say that all politics is local, and when it comes to the politics of people who like to listen to intelligent medicine, it's all over the spectrum. We have listeners on the left, people who are concerned with climate change and environmental devastation due to unregulated commerce, and also concerns on behalf of those underserved by our medical system, to those on the right who deplore overzealous government intrusion on free speech and innovation, and especially when it comes to nutritional supplements and innovative therapies. And so we really don't want to push a political agenda that alienates many of our followers. Our community's common denominator is that we support an all-of-the-above solution to our health challenges, the best of high-tech options, but also emphasizing natural modalities. That's our credo here on intelligent medicine. But it's worth taking a look at what the nomination and eventual ascendancy of RFK Jr. might mean for the movement that we espouse. And during the campaign, he said about the Democratic Party, our party was the bulwark against big money interests and corporate power, and true to its name, it was the party of democracy. But as you know, I left that party in October because it had departed so dramatically from the core values that I grew up with. It had become the party of war, censorship, corruption, big pharma, big tech, big ag, and big money. And so he started out as a maverick Democrat, intent on challenging the status quo within his own party, and then when branded a dangerous crackpot by his fellow Democrats, he became an independent, and then faced with efforts to remove him from the ballot by the Democratic elite, he defected to Trump and made common cause with his promise of disruption of the status quo. And he is indeed planning to be a disruptor at HHS. And the Wall Street Journal kind of nails it. They have an article this week in the op-ed section, How Science Lost America's Trust and Surrendered Health Policy to Skeptics. And I'm quoting here, lingering resentment over pandemic restrictions helped Kennedy and his Make America Healthy Again campaign draw people from the left and the right, voters who worried about the contamination of food, water, and medicine. Many of them shared doubts about vaccines and felt their concerns were ignored by experts or regarded as ignorant. Kennedy merged a crowd of COVID-era skeptics with people who long distrusted mainstream medicine and food conglomerates. Sounds like your average listener to intelligent medicine. And you know, I have to say there's a very, very concerted campaign to block his approval in the Senate. And it's going to be challenging. There must be some kind of mail merge e-blast, because like every doctor in America, I keep receiving missives like this. Dr. Hoffman, it's Dr. Rob with the Committee to Protect Health Care Again. Over 12,000 doctors have already signed our letter calling on the Senate to reject RFK Jr.'s appointment as HHS Secretary. Add your voice by signing our letter here. And they go on to say this organization is called the Committee to Protect Health Care. This appointment is a slap in the face to every healthcare professional who spent their lives working to protect patients from preventable illness and death. Americans deserve better. Our patients deserve a Secretary of HHS who upholds the principles of science and public health, yada, yada, yada. And I got to say that I don't feel particularly threatened by RFK's alleged assault on my profession, my medical profession. Medicine isn't some sort of exclusive guild that should close ranks at the threat of an outsider's criticism. And when it comes to the supplement industry, there's a lot of sympathy for his nomination. I'm reading from a trade journal. It's called Supply Side. Trade Journal of the Supplement Industry. The dietary supplement industry is enthusiastic or even stoked over President-elect Donald Trump's nomination of RFK Jr. as Secretary of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. They acknowledge that it's going to ignite a controversy. He's already come out prior to the election on November 6th. On the social media platform X, Kennedy blasted the FDA, which he's in line to head up, while suggesting that vitamins and nutraceuticals are among the products stifled by the agency that play a role in promoting the health of Americans. So he definitely pro-supplement industry. He's quoted as saying, FDA's war on public health is about to end. This includes its aggressive suppression of psychedelics, peptides, stem cells, raw milk, hyperbaric therapies, chelating compounds, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, vitamins, clean food, sunshine, exercise, nutraceuticals, and anything else that advances human health and can't be patented by pharma. And he warns, if you work for the FDA and are part of this corrupt system, I have two messages for you. Preserve your records and pack your bags. So people in the supplement industry, they quote a guy who is a CEO of a company that makes botanical extracts, says he was stoked about Kennedy's nomination to lead HHS. He said to Kennedy, our industry needs a champion. And there's a lot of people who are excited about his nomination in the supplement industry. Dan Fabricant, who's been a guest here on Intelligent Medicine, he's president and CEO of NPA, the Natural Products Association, and he's actually a former FDA official who oversaw the Division of Dietary Supplement Programs. So he's been on the inside of government and on the outside working on behalf of the supplement industry. He says, for the first time, as long as I can remember, we have someone in HHS who believes in the value of the commodity. I think those are very good signs. What that means operationally remains to be seen. And another guy in the supplement industry writes, the wellness and fitness industry is excited about a reversal of FDA's 40-year crusade against dietary supplements. Most of the 70% of Americans who believe in healthy supplements are on board. And, of course, there will be critics. Anti-supplement activist groups will ring alarm bells at the prospect of change. That's expected. And he quotes Belgian philosopher and playwright Maurice Maeterlinck, who said, quote, each innovative spirit is opposed by a thousand minds appointed to guard the past. So the notion is that America needs a new direction. Kennedy vows their entire departments, like the nutrition department at FDA, that have to go, that are not doing their job. They're not protecting our kids. That's why we have Fruit Loops in this country that have 18 or 19 ingredients, and you go to Canada and it's got two or three. So recently I wrote an article in the newsletter, if you subscribe, that talks about how the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee, which is under HHS, entrusted with formulating dietary guidelines for Americans going forward, 25 to 2030, our current goals. And they whiffed on highlighting ultra-processed foods as a problem in the American diet. So these people's jobs, literally, will be on the line if Kennedy gets nominated. It's going to be a tough fight, but many of us in the supplement industry support his nomination. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's the substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines five types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy two bottles of Revive and get one free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation by Catherine Burns and Mike Urema, with musical arrangements by Josh Lamoureux, directed by Aaron Stewart. See this delightful musical comedy set in a small town where Mark Grinsworth aims to create the ultimate Christmas for his family while maintaining his streak in the annual Holiday Lights Contest. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation, November 29th through December 15th. Sponsored by this station and these pro arts businesses.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com has teamed up with Michelle Slade from My Umbrella Marketing, the Turtle Bay Exploration Park, and Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive to help out Toys for Tots this holiday season and give you a chance to win some great prizes, including four tickets to the Turtle Bay Garden of Lights and $50 in gift certificates, better known as Black Bear Bucks from Black Bear Diner. All you have to do to get into our drawing is donate a brand new unwrapped toy valued at $10 or more to the KCNR studios at 1326 Market Street in downtown Reading. Then your name goes into a drawing coming up December 12th at 8:15 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio on KCNR. Teaming up with Michelle Slade from My Umbrella Marketing, the Turtle Bay Garden of Lights, and Black Bear Diner to help out Toys for Tots this Christmas. And giving you a chance to win some great prizes on KCNR. No purchase necessary to enter the drawing, one entry per person.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The perils and pitfalls of Doge, the great debate over Trump's tariffs, and what does President Vladimir Putin really think of Joe Biden's decision on Ukraine? Find out on the show.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, 877-726-8255. And as usual, we've got calls the way we have calls. Sometimes people call while we're on the air, but there's another route, which is to call 877-726 anytime during the week and record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Is LDL indicative of a potential heart attack or stroke? My cardiologist told me in 10 years I would definitely have a heart attack or a stroke if my LDL, which had been lower before, but now it's up to 112, I think. I'm 78 years old, and he said I'll definitely have a heart attack or a stroke, but I might anyway, I guess, in the next 10 years if I don't get my LDL way down, and he's prescribed Crestor for me.
Okay, so this is an example of a scare tactic, you know, like putting a voodoo curse on a patient. And I just never believe that health practitioners should invoke that type of approach to exhort patients to do something. And in this case, there may be marginal benefits, but it's unclear because an LDL of 112 is a little bit high. But it is by no means a certainty that you will have a heart attack or a stroke. And I think it's, you know, issuing threats to people is not the way to practice medicine. It may be indicative of a risk, but you need to factor in other potential risk factors. And I have an article in front of me which talks about how LDL itself is kind of a lousy indicator of risk of a heart attack or stroke on its own. But when combined with other things like LP little a and highly sensitive C-reactive protein, HSCRP, it becomes a much better indicator of risk. And those are some things that should be evaluated. It seems like the only goal that the doctor has is to scare you into taking a statin drug, which may or may not be a benefit to you. And finally, you might also consider imaging that looks at your carotid arteries, number one, for stroke risk, and looks at your coronary arteries. And, you know, a recent study looking at this technique and associating it with levels of LDL found that even people with an LDL as high as 190, about 43% of them had plaque. But that also means that, you know, that a significant percentage of them didn't have any plaque. So it was kind of like half-half. And the suggestion is that LDL on its own can be a risk factor. I'm not denying the importance of lowering LDL, especially people who've already had heart attacks or strokes. But if you have zero coronary plaque and zero carotid artery plaque, and you have an LDL that's somewhat high. By the way, my LDL is, you know, ranges somewhere along those lines. And having had a coronary calcification test a few years back, I have a zero score. And so other factors enter into it, overall fitness, and, you know, especially for older women, LDL sometimes is actually a sign of longevity. Higher levels of LDL are associated with greater lifespan. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We're going to take a look at intravenous vitamin C for cancer when we return. That's something that has long been underestimated in terms of its potential for helping us with an all-of-the-above approach for a condition for which we don't have complete solutions. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Attention. Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
This holiday season, don't miss out on your chance to stock up on your favorite supplements during the Black Friday Cyber Monday sale at my FullScript online supplement dispensary. November 29th through December 3rd, 5 days only, get 10% off and free shipping on my entire inventory of top supplements at drhoffmanstore.com. You stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. It's the safest and most convenient way to purchase my curated supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping and optional refill reminders via text or email. It's safe, secure, and includes world-class customer service. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for 10% off and free shipping for 5 days only from November 29th through December 3rd. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Challenging Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. Jot that number down for future reference because you can call anytime and record a question. And we'll hear some of those recorded questions later on today's program. We're about to talk about intravenous vitamin C for cancer. This is something that I've employed since, way back since the 1980s in my practice, and there's some exciting news about its potential for cancer. But first, I just want to mention that holidays coming up, and we're taking a little time off next week so that yours truly and our staff can have some time with friends and family. But coming up, there will be a chance to stock up on your favorite supplements. And so take advantage of that during our Black Friday Cyber Monday sale, November 29th through December 3rd, 5 days only, because we want you to be able to stock up and take advantage of discounts on the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients to take myself. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for 10% off and free shipping for 5 days only from November 29th through December 3rd. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Okay, let's take a look at this interesting study on intravenous vitamin C. This has really been something that's been poo-pooed by the medical establishment, and I can't tell you how long we've tried to demonstrate its efficacy. I've treated many cancer patients with intravenous vitamin C, and the advantage of intravenous vitamin C is you simply cannot get levels of vitamin C high enough through oral vitamin C dosing. We actually administer 50 to 75,000 milligrams, that's 50 to 75 grams of vitamin C, via a slow IV that saturates the bloodstream and the cells with high levels of vitamin C. And you can't get those levels. I mean, you try taking 50 or 75 vitamin C tablets. That's not going to end well for you when it comes to the bathroom. Okay? So doing intravenous vitamin C is a whole different ballgame. And so I'm not saying that, you know, just take some oral vitamin C and your cancer is going to go away. Nor am I saying that intravenous vitamin C is a standalone therapy that, you know, makes, that vanquishes cancer. But I've seen much greater survival in very challenging cancers, some cures, and I've seen a much improved quality of life in patients who receive intravenous vitamin C. So if you are, or a loved one are suffering from cancer, consider intravenous vitamin C. And don't forego conventional therapy. This is not about an either-or thing. University of Iowa study just out, a phase two clinical trial, shows that adding high-dose intravenous IV vitamin C to chemotherapy doubles the overall survival of patients with late-stage metastatic pancreatic cancer. Pancreatic cancer is very challenging, and the cures are few and far between. You have to catch it early, and if it's metastatic, it's virtually a death sentence. Average survival is 6 or 8 months if you have had pancreatic cancer that is spread, even with intensive chemotherapy, surgery, whatever. But in this remarkable study, the survival of these patients was doubled from 8 months to 16 months. And so the lead researcher on this, Joe Cullen, who's the University of Iowa professor of surgery and radiation oncology and senior author of the study, said, "This is a deadly disease with very poor outcomes for patients. The median survival is 8 months with treatment, probably less without treatment." And, you know, I've seen patients diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. They're gone within a few weeks. And the 5-year survival is tiny. When we started the trial, we thought it would be a success if we got to 12-month survival, but we doubled overall survival from 8 months to 16 months. The results were so strong in showing the benefit of this therapy for patient survival that we're able to stop the trial early. Not only that, but patients seem to feel better with the treatment. They have less side effects from the chemotherapy. They seem to be able to tolerate more treatment, and other previous trials have shown that. A phase 2 trial in lung cancer is still underway. A recent trial in glioblastoma, one of the most deadly forms of brain cancer, was published, and that study also showed a significant increase in survival when high-dose IV vitamin C was added to standard of care chemotherapy and radiation. So again, not a panacea, but part of an all-of-the-above approach in dealing with very challenging metastatic cancers for which we don't have definitive curative therapies. So not to mention the benefits of vitamin C in dealing with infectious diseases. This has been an indispensable tool of integrative doctors and often maligned by conventional medicine. Orthodox medicine has suggested that IV vitamin C is simply outright quackery. But here's evidence that there are true benefits. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. When we return, we're going to take a look at a familiar supplement, NT factor, in a new role for supporting immunity. This is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're having to stretch every dollar a little further these days, you're not alone. At Kyolic, we've got some tips, free samples, and coupons to help you keep costs down. Go to kyolic.com/radio for yours.
With a budget-conscious diet and smart supplement shopping, you can navigate higher prices while maintaining your physical and financial health. Look for multifunctional supplements like Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Kyolic offers formulas to support cholesterol, blood pressure, circulation, blood sugar balance, stress relief, and more for men and women. Aged Garlic Extract is backed by clinical studies that have shown it to provide many cardiovascular and immune health benefits. To help you stay healthy on a budget, get free Kyolic samples and in-store coupons on our website. Go to kyolic.com/radio. That's kyolic.com/radio. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract formulas are available at natural health retailers and online.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line in my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements supporting your cardiovascular health, Clinical Cardio 6, Ubiquinol, and K2, MK7, and D3. This collection offers a powerful combination of targeted nutrients and botanicals that are known to promote optimal cardiovascular health by supporting healthy blood pressure, arterial flexibility, cellular energy production, neutralization of free radicals, protection against oxidative stress, and promotion of healthy vascular structures. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The perils and pitfalls of Doge, the great debate over Trump's tariffs, and what does President Vladimir Putin really think of Joe Biden's decision on Ukraine? Find out on the show.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here with you. And we often talk about the benefits of NT Factor. It's a supplement that I've been taking for many years. Don't go a day without it. And I take it because it supports the mitochondria. Mitochondria are the energy powerhouses of our cells. And so I do it for stamina. I do it for brain power. I do it as a hedge against aging, because we know that the decline in mitochondrial efficiency is one of the hallmarks of aging. But today we're going to talk about yet another aspect of potential benefits of NT Factor with John Casey, co-founder and CEO of Nutritional Therapeutics, makers of NT Factor. And that has to do with the immune system, which is a particular concern as we enter holiday season. It's colder. We're going to be in contact with a lot of people, and that's when colds and flus and respiratory infections start to kick in. John, it's a pleasure having you on Intelligent Medicine.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Dr. Hoffman.
Okay, so, you know, what's the use case for NT Factor as something that protects the immune system? Because these days we're promoting NT Factor as a way of enhancing immunity. You can get a bottle of C1000 with NT Factor as part of a special, along with NT Factor with D3K2, which also play a role in immunity. What's the rationale for believing that it actually can have an impact on immunity?
Well, see, when you optimize the mitochondrial function, restore the membrane potential, you drive the production of immune cells and the activation of immune cells and the proliferation of T cells, et cetera. You enhance the cascade and calcium action. It does a lot. It's everything is driven by energy. In order for the cells to do their genetically programmed functions, they have to have energy, and NT Factor restores that. And so when we include it in a preparation with vitamin C, it doubles the benefit and amplifies the benefit.
So what's the secret sauce in NT-factor? It has to do with phospholipids, right? So why is the body in need of phospholipids, and how does phospholipids play a role in activating the mitochondria and improving intercellular communication?
Well, we use exclusively plant lipids extracted from plants. They make up the fabric of the membranes, whether it's the cell membrane or the organelles inside the cell, such as the mitochondria or the nucleus. And it essentially repairs and replaces oxidized lipids inside the fabric, on the fabric of the cell membrane and the mitochondrial membrane. And by doing so, it restores the gradients that are necessary for these different organisms to behave, to act, to...
Yeah, it's like a battery-like effect. There has to be kind of an electrical gradient, where there's a positive charge on one side and a negative charge on another. In effect, the cell membrane acts like a battery within the mitochondria to allow energy transfer to energy compounds like ATP. But if the membrane is tattered, or if it's infiltrated with bad fats from our diet, or if it's affected by oxidation, from smoking or pollution, it ceases to function efficiently, right?
Exactly, and if you can imagine like the fabric in your shirt or where it gets holes and tatters, moth holes, etc., the same thing happens with the membranes on our cells, on our organelles, such as the mitochondria, the nucleus of the cell. And so we're really the first people to be able to exogenously provide a product that will repair this and push out the oxidized cells. They're like bricks in a wall. And so we push them out and replace them with healthy, young, vital fossil glycolipids. And that's what's exceptional about us. Now, we have to use plant-extracted lipids because they're the ones that are ideal for the membranes. The membranes take up a specific type of fatty acid preferentially. And that is, they're found in plants more so than fish or meat.
So, a lot of people ask me, I frequently get the question, it's like, what do I take for my mitochondria? Because I talk about a variety of things. I talk about urolithin A, that's the MitoPure product. I've been talking about nicotinamide riboside. And then, of course, I talk about NT factor. So people say, which is better, NT factor or MitoPure? Which is better, NT factor or nicotinamide riboside? And my answer is that we need an all-of-the-above approach because each of these agents work in a different way, utilizing different pathways to support energy production in the mitochondria and overall cellular health. And what's interesting is that, when I talk to the urolithin A people, they say, okay, it improves energy. But they now have a study that suggests that, as you suggest, that urolithin A, which powers the mitochondria, can also enhance immunity. So I think you're on the right track in suggesting that.
Well, it's more than a suggestion. It's established science that restored mitochondrial function, optimized membrane potential will benefit the immune cells, cytokines, the T cells, et cetera. And so that's established science.
So there are different forms of NT factor. I personally, I make a shake every morning. I actually detailed the contents of my shake. I think I sent you a copy of that newsletter article. The secret sauce in my morning shake, which is, whey protein and a variety of ingredients. But I always include a scoop of NT factor powder, which blends nicely in a shake. That's one form of NT factor. But, when I'm traveling, I take the patented energy, which is a lozenge, which is convenient in a bottle. I don't have to, blend it up in a blender, which I don't have available when I'm on the road. What are some of the other forms of NT factor that are available via ntfactor.com?
We make the active ingredients as an individual ingredient, as an individual product, and that's the anti-sacral lipid powder. And in the patented energy, a very, very nice case in lozenge, we include only the anti-factor lipids and put that into a wafer form. And we do other products like CoQ10 with anti-factor lipids, and that's in another product, a fantastic tasting product, chocolate. But all of our products, our multivitamins, our condition-specific products, our immune-specific products like the vitamin C, have anti-factor with pre- and probiotics in them so that it improves that product. Excuse me. It improves that product, and I do that with all the products, whether it's a multivitamin, B-complex, and it amplifies the benefit. And we have, you know, 15... We have 15 clinical trials, all of them showing improved relief from fatigue, and we use a variety of these products that contain anti-factor from that. And they've all had statistically significant improvements in relief of fatigue and other condition-specific measurements, parameters. So it's... People have a fairly wide choice, but I do prefer the powder myself. I use it every morning, every evening, and the wafers are just fantastic for traveling
Indeed.
Or convenience during the day.
So I want to give out our today's call for action. For a limited time, you can buy a bottle of NT-Factor with D3K2 and get a bottle of C1000 with NT-Factor absolutely free. So this is a buy one, get one free offer. That's a savings of over $26. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. And, John, I just want to recall, you know, how I got turned on to this is that, you know, many years ago we met. I've known you in this field for a long time, and then you said, well, I've got a new product that I want to introduce you to, and you showed me the science behind it. And I said, yeah, but I want to field test it. And you were generous enough to send me samples. And the samples sat around for a while until I got a patient into my practice who was literally one of the most debilitated patients I'd ever seen. He'd had lung cancer. He was given chemotherapy, and he was extremely bedraggled, and he was brought in by his family, and they said, can you do something for him? And, you know, sad case. And I said, well, then I thought about the NT-Factor you'd given me, and I said, well, this is the acid test. Let me give this guy whatever this concoction that John Casey shared with me, and I gave it to him, and then they came back a few weeks later. I actually didn't expect him to come back because I thought his, you know, he was really reaching end times, and he came back, and his demeanor was completely changed, and, you know, instead of, you know, everybody being downcast and lugubrious, everybody seemed happy and excited, and I said, what's going on? And they said, well, Dad has really benefited from whatever it is you gave him. In fact, he's on a tear. He just built a deck around the house. And
yeah, I remember it very clearly.
And that really got my attention. So, you know, I said, look, if it's going to help, like, the most bedraggled, immune-suppressed patient on chemotherapy enhance their energy and improve their prognosis, I don't know what ultimately happened to this guy because he had stage 4 metastatic lung cancer. But it certainly gave him a lift. And, you know, from then on, I was prescribing it to my patients with fatigue and recommending it as a general anti-aging product. So I think there's a place for NT-Factor in the program of virtually anyone past a certain age, and even for young people who are looking for improved athletic performance. So once again, NT-Factor.com.
I remember that. I'll go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
I just wanted to give out the number again because our time is short. NTFactor.com. And give us a number where people can call because you actually have good customer service.
800-982-9158. We're located in Eastern Standard Time, New York. And we're in www.NTFactor.com, as you could order there.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, John, for joining us, and thanks for providing us with a product that is highly innovative and for supporting the research. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. If you need a little peace and calm, Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Joseph Borrell on Sunday called for the entire international community to honor arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that were issued by the International Criminal Court. Even before those remarks, House Speaker Mike Johnson expressed concern about last week's decision. On the Salem Media Group news program This Week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Speaker Johnson said the U.S. needs to take a firm stand against this action.
We need President Biden and Chuck Schumer in the Senate to stand up right now and declare that this arrest warrant cannot be acted upon. We have legislation that is pending there, bipartisan legislation, to counteract this. And so far, Chuck Schumer has not put that legislation on the floor. They need to pass that. The president needs to get out on his international platform and say, enough is enough, and we will not stand for this.
Speaker Johnson's full interview was aired during this weekend's broadcast of This Week on the Hill. Also at SRNnews.com, President-elect Trump is discussing global security issues with the head of NATO. He met with NATO's Secretary General in Palm Beach Saturday. In a news release, NATO said they talked about a range of global security issues. The president-elect is filling key posts in his second administration and is shaping up much differently than the first.
Matt Continetti of the American Enterprise Institute tells the Salem Radio Network about the new approach the president-elect has toward assembling a new cabinet.
He had some trouble with some of the agencies in his first administration, in particular the security agencies, DOJ, FBI, DOD. And this time he wants to put in people that he trusts.
Continetti says Mr. Trump is prioritizing loyalists for top jobs.
This time, he wants to put in people that he trusts, people who have also had adverse experiences with those agencies, and he wants to exert his control over them.
Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Work varies by plan. You contract them.
Life takes a toll on our bodies. No way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain. Relief Factor. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference? Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good, and it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Try it for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain. Turn back the clock with Relief Factor.
DirecTV is calling off its planned acquisition of rival Dish.
That's after the offer was rejected by bondholders at the company. The deal was reliant on Dish bondholders agreeing to trade in the debt they held for debt in the new company, a swap that would have cost them about $1.6 billion collectively. The retreat by DirecTV may end a years-long effort by the company to acquire both Dish and Sling after it announced the bid in September. The pay-for-TV market has shifted significantly since, as more and more consumers tune into online streaming platforms. John Scott reporting.
Millions of Americans are on the move for the Thanksgiving holiday. AAA predicts 80 million people will either fly or drive to their destinations between tomorrow and the following Monday. This will surpass pre-pandemic records with about 1.7 million more travelers than last year. News and analysis at townhall.com. A listeria outbreak claims a life.
The CDC says a California woman who was pregnant with twins is among at least 10 people sickened by listeria across several states. Both of her unborn twins died, one testing positive for listeria, which public health officials are linking to a recall of Yusheng food ready-to-eat meat and poultry products that include chicken feet, duck neck, and pork hock feet and tongue. Yusheng has recalled more than 72,000 pounds of product. Listeria infections can take days or weeks to cause symptoms. I'm Julie Walker.
Astronomers have taken a close-up picture of a star outside the Milky Way for the first time. The European Southern Observatory says the star is about 160,000 light-years from Earth. They say astronomers have known about the star for decades. It's about 2,000 times larger than our sun. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
If you haven't been listening to TV Confidential, this is who you're missing.
Louis Gossett Jr.
Eric Braden.
Samson Williams.
Burt Ward.
Peter Marshall.
Lindsay Wagner.
Loretta Swit.
Michelle Nichols.
Shirley Jones.
Louise Sorrell.
Dan Asner. A lovely, enchanting interview.
It's all
conversation. It wasn't an interview.
Well, thank you. That's what I try to do. I try to make this a conversation.
You made it.
That's TV Confidential.
Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR.
Now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we'll begin in the courtroom, and then later resume the yours truly, Johnny Dollar storyline, The Confidential Matter, starring Bob Bailey. Mr. District Attorney debuted on radio back in 1939, initially a quarter-hour serialized program starring Dwight Weiss. When it was converted into a half-hour series later that same year, Raymond Edward Johnson starred. The longest-running lead actor, though, was Jay Johnston. He played the crusading prosecutor from 1940 till 1952. But this offering is from an even later syndicated series with David Bryan. It's from February 15, 1953.
Mr. District Attorney, starring David Bryan. Mr. District Attorney. Champion of the people, defender of truth, guardian of our fundamental rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
And it shall be my duty as district attorney not only to prosecute to the limit of the law all persons accused of crimes perpetrated within this county, but to defend with equal vigor the rights and privileges of all its citizens. is not a respecter of time or of places. A district attorney knows that it may strike at high noon on the streets of the city or at midnight in the country. This one started on a lonely stretch of highway between two small towns on the outskirts of the county.
Hey! Hey, stop!
Having some trouble?
Yeah. My car conked out on me. I've been trying to get it started again for a half hour.
Maybe I can get it going for you. I know a little something about cars. Okay if I try?
You bet. Go ahead.
Looks like she ain't about to start, friend. You must be out of gas.
Gage says she's half full.
Gage must be busted then. Choking her like I did should have flooded the carburetor. If gas was feeding through, we'd get the smell of it. We had better check the tank. Get a stick or something to shove in here for measuring, will you?
You bet. Now, this branch ought to do it.
It's good enough. Get it here.
Empty?
Dry as a bone.
Well, that leaves me in great shape.
Well, I got a siphon hose in my trunk. I'm kind of low myself, but, you know, we can drain enough out of my tank to get you to Cedarville. It's only 4 miles. I live there.
Is there an all-night station there?
Ooh, afraid not. Just a village. But I can put you up for the night if you don't mind barking in the jail.
What do you mean, the jail?
I'm the constable.
Oh.
Oh, well, don't worry. The jail's clean. Now, come on if we're going to get you started.
Yeah, you bet.
Hose is in here someplace, if I can find it. Got a match on you?
You bet.
Ought to be here someplace. Guess I let a lot of junk pile up.
You can't hold this match much longer.
Good, light another one.
That was the last one in the book. Well, come on, have you got that hose or haven't you?
Point and get sore at me, mister. Hey, how come you didn't know the gas gauge in your car was busted?
Must have just happened, I guess.
Seems to me there's a sedan just like yours on my state bulletin, the hot car sheet. That you got proof of ownership on you?
I got proof all right in my pocket, pointed right square at your belly.
Use your head, young fella. A stolen car's a bad charge, but it ain't nearly as bad as using a gun to resist arrest. You better hand that gun over and come with me.
Why, you rube, you small town hick cop. You stinking rube. Come on. There's a car coming. On your feet. Come on, I said. On your feet into that brush. Now, if they stop, you're going to get it right through the middle.
You'll get yours for this. Help! Help!
A cross-country bus. Cop, go ahead and yell. Yell your heart out. Try to out-yell that motor. Now we can make a deal, cop.
I ain't making any deals with you.
Oh, yes, you are, and here it is. A bullet in exchange for your car. You're one cop nobody's going to worry about anymore.
Constable Wiley didn't have an easy death, Chief.
Look at that. I see it, Harrington. He tried to call out to the road. Did he have a family?
Yeah, he had an invalid wife, 2 daughters, 3 grandchildren.
Well, we've got a hot sheet out on Wiley's car. We might get a break.
I doubt it. He probably got where he wanted to go and ditched it during the night. The medical examiner figured Wiley's been dead since about 3 a.m. and was probably shot a couple of hours before that.
Yeah. Killer had a good start, all right. Let's get back to the road.
Chief, we've got one thing going for us. Prints of the man we're after might have been among the ones the lab crew lifted from the car he abandoned when he stole Wiley's.
I know. They're checking them all through the record bureau in the city. I asked Miss Miller to bring out the report if they come across anything promising.
If only we knew which way the killer took off.
Best guess is that he was headed for the city.
Now why?
The car he abandoned was pointed that way. He wouldn't try to hide out in any of the smaller towns between here and there. It'd be too easy to trace.
Well, it looks like they let a car through our roadblock down there.
Yeah. Well, that's a Central Lieutenant squad car. Oh, it's Miss Miller. Must have been something in the fingerprint report.
Yeah. Hi, Miss Miller.
Hello, Harrington. Mr. Garrett, the lab thought you'd better have the fingerprint information right away.
Well, what is it?
One set of prints they lifted from the car has been positively identified through interstate records. They belong to Rex Lang.
Rex Lang?
Yes, sir. Morgan said the impressions were clear. There can't be any mistake. I made a copy of Lang's criminal record.
I don't need it. I know Lang's record by heart. You'd better get back to the city, Miss Miller, in case anything comes up at the office.
Yes, sir. Where will you be?
I want to make some stops along the road. Diners, service stations, places like that. We'll see you later.
All right.
Rex Lang, born in Idaho?
Yes, Pocatello, I think. He fancies himself as a ladies' man.
Before he went to the reformatory? Pretty young, Chief.
It was a high school girl who smuggled him the knife he used to kill the reformatory guard. And there have been indications that he used a woman as a lookout on burglaries where his prints have been found.
I'd love to get him.
Harrington, what I'm going to say now isn't an order. I want that to be clear in your mind.
Yeah. What are you driving at, Chief?
If you ever corner Rex Lang, you'll have a mad dog on your hands. But I want him taken alive if it's humanly possible.
I understand, Chief.
Now, remember, it's not an order. You may have to play it his way.
I still think maybe I'll be able to recognize him from that old mugshot.
He's a cop killer, Harrington. Just make sure you don't recognize him too late.
I've been trying to get you for 2 hours.
I'm sorry. I told you we were checking places on the highway into town.
I know. I just missed you at a service station and two diners. A Constable Wiley's car's been found.
Oh, yeah? Where?
An empty lot at the end of Jasper Avenue, Harrington. Lab crew's working it over now. How'd you make out?
Well, nothing, I'm afraid. You better come into my office, Harrington.
Oh, maybe the lab report now. District Attorney's office. Yes, Morgan, he just came in.
I'll take it, Miss Miller. Hello, Morgan.
Hello, Chief. Just finished checking Wiley's car. Got some more of Lang's fingerprints.
Well, that pins it to him, all right. You find out how long the car's been there?
Yeah. Guy in the house across from the lot was up walking his baby last night. Kid was teething. Said he heard the car, looked out of the window, saw a man leave it in the lot.
You get a good enough look to give us a description?
No.
Did he know what time it was?
He said 1:30 a.m. And that checks.
With what?
End of the subway line is only a block from where the car's ditched. I had one of the boys check. Make a call to the night cashier. I figured if Lang left the neighborhood, he left by subway.
No good thinking. Did the night cashier see him?
Yeah. At least he saw a guy. Came in just in time to get the 140. Only passenger at that station.
Well, could the cashier give you a description?
Not much. Brown suit and hat, that's all. Hat was pulled way down, he said. He sure was burned.
Who?
The cashier. Lang stole a magazine from him.
The magazine?
Yeah. Thing called Magic Mirror. You know, the picture magazine.
Well, how'd that happen?
Well, this cashier is some kind of screwball, I think. About a year ago, this magazine did a feature story on the subway system. The cashier's picture was in it. I guess he kept it around to show people whenever he got a chance.
No?
So Lang was sitting on the platform waiting for the train, and he offered him the magazine to look at. He expected Lang to come across his picture and notice it, I guess. But then the bell rang for the train, and Lang galloped off with the magazine. The guy couldn't leave the cash booth and chase him, so Lang...
Look, Morgan, excuse me. But that magazine may mean a lot. I'm hanging up. Talk to you later.
Chief, what is it?
A break, maybe. Miss Miller, I want you to get on the phone right away.
Yes, sir.
Call Magic Mirror Magazine. Get the editor. Get the date and the description of a cover for an issue they put out last year with a feature story on the city subway system.
Yes, sir.
You come in here, Angdon.
Coming.
Take that phone, extension 3. Call the city sanitation department. Tell them to hold up all pickups of refuse from subway containers and subway entrance containers.
Yeah, but why are you so...
Just do it. I'm going to contact the transit commission. Get their inspectors out. Lang had a year-old copy of that magazine. If we're lucky, he might not have left it on the train. He might have carried it off and dropped it in a refuse container.
And if we find out which container...
We'll know where he left the train, and it'll give us a good idea of what part of the city he's hiding in. Get to it.
listening to Mr. District Attorney on WHAM Radio Was. We'll continue right after this brief intermission.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation by Catherine Burns and Mike Urema, with musical arrangements by Josh Lamoureux, directed by Aaron Stewart. See this delightful musical comedy set in a small town where Mark Grinforth aims to create the ultimate Christmas for his family while maintaining his streak in the annual Holiday Lights Contest. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation, November 29th through December 15th. Sponsored by this station and these pro arts businesses.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
And now let's continue with Mr. District Attorney on WHAM Radio Was.
A local constable had been killed on the outskirts of the county by a known and much-wanted murderer. He had driven the constable's stolen car into the city, abandoned it, and taken a subway, inadvertently stealing an old copy of a magazine from the subway cashier. We traced the magazine to a trash box at an uptown station, but there all clues faded out.
4 days in this crummy neighborhood is beginning to get me down, Chief. Even if Lane did come to this area, he might have gone by now.
Just the same, we'll keep looking until we're sure.
The whole district has been under round-the-clock surveillance since we found that old magazine.
Now, how about some breakfast? There's that Spanish place across the street, Lobos.
Yeah, it's as good as any place around here, I guess. I'm so hungry, I'll even eat enchiladas for breakfast. Let's cross. You know, Chief, why is it that every mug we're after hides out in a tenement district? Now, what makes you think he isn't in the better section around here, where the hotels and the shops are? It's only 2 blocks away.
Well, there are more people around here and fewer questions asked.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Buenos dias, senores.
Oh, hello.
Oh,
let's take a booth, huh? I'm tired of eating off counters.
You wish to see the menu, senores? I have everything.
Yeah, make mine fruit juice, a couple of eggs scrambled, easy with bacon and toast and jelly.
Oh, that sounds good to me. Double it.
Buenos dias, senorita. I will be with you in 1 moment.
You bet.
Coffee now or later, senores?
Later. You go ahead, wait on the lady first.
I just want to sit here and give my feet a rest.
Bessie.
Thought you were going to have enchiladas for breakfast.
Yeah, when you get through with the eggs, maybe I'll wish I had.
I just want a container of coffee to go, Lobo.
See. You want it black?
No, cream and sugar. Here.
$0.13 change. Thank you, Senorita.
You bet.
Sit tight, Hyden. Oh, miss. Just a minute, please.
What? Were you speaking to me?
Yes. I happened to look out of the booth and saw you. Don't I know you from someplace?
I don't think so.
Oh, you look familiar. You live around here, don't you?
You bet.
Well, I'm a photographer. I used to have my shop around here about a year ago. Maybe I took some photos of you.
No, not me. I've only been in the neighborhood for 6 weeks.
Oh. Well, maybe it was someplace else. Where do you come from?
New Jersey.
Well, that's your home state?
You bet.
Well, my mistake, I guess. I was sure I knew you. Excuse me, please.
You bet.
You have the wrong senorita, no?
Well, maybe. Cancel our orders. Here's a dollar for your trouble. Come on, Harrington. We're leaving. See you later, Lobo. Well, there she is. Turning the corner.
Gee, do you mind letting me in on this?
Did you notice how that girl kept saying, "You bet"?
Yeah. Well, what about her?
Well, that reformatory report on Lang, the part about his habits. His favorite expression was, "You bet."
So?
She picked up that habit someplace, Harrington. Probably from being around somebody who uses the expression constantly.
And that could mean Rex Lang.
Let's see where she's taking that container of coffee.
Well, there she goes, Chief.
Yeah, a jewelry store.
Yeah, it doesn't look like we're going to find Lang in there.
She went to the back of the store. I'm going for a phone booth. Have Miss Miller check on a few things. You stay right here on this block, though. Walk to the corner with me.
If she's Lang's girl, she wouldn't be working tight, Chief.
I can think of a good reason she might be working in a jewelry store.
You mean casing it for Lang to knock over?
Yeah, it's been done before.
Well, it's pretty dangerous for her, Chief.
I'm going to have Miss Miller check on Lang's methods and robberies he's pulled in the past. You see what you can find out along the street here. She's a very pretty girl, so it's a safe bet she's been noticed by other shopkeepers along here. Maybe one of them will know her name, where she lives.
I'll tip our hand if I go around asking too many questions.
Well, don't make them sound like official questions. Make them sound like you're just another man who's seen a pretty girl. Now get going. I'll call Miss Miller and wait till she calls me back. Meet you at the car in about an hour. Yes?
I got the out-of-state records, Mr. Garrett. Lang's known burglaries in the past include 2 jewelry stores, 4 finance companies, and a private home where the owner was in the habit of keeping expensive jewelry and cash in the safe.
Well, how about the girl angle?
Yes, sir. A girl answering the description you gave me worked in almost all the places I've mentioned. In each case, she quit a job a month or two before the burglary took place.
Well, that's the modus operandi I've been looking for. Well, thanks for the information, Miss Miller. I think we're getting close to Lang.
Mr. Garrett, if you are... Don't you want a few more men up there?
No. I would only give Lang a few more targets. Goodbye. I'll check with you later.
What time you got, Chief?
Almost 1.
She'll have to be going back to work soon.
Yeah.
Comes home for lunch every day. Bought quite a lot of stuff at the delicatessen for one person.
What did you say the name was again?
Nita. Nita Moran. She's here in the search warrant you sent me for. Look, why don't we walk right in and flash her?
Because if Lang isn't up there with her, I don't want her to know we've been there. Well, there she comes. Back in the doorway, quick.
It's a good thing we ducked. She sure does look around when she comes out.
Now let's go up. Here are the mailboxes.
Yeah. Here it is. Moran. Second floor right.
Try the hall door.
Open.
Go ahead. Better have your gun ready.
I've got it right here in my pocket. This is it.
I'll knock. Stay back to the side.
What?
Who are you looking for?
Oh, the lady in this next apartment.
She ain't home. She works.
Maybe her husband's home.
She ain't got no husband. She's alone. You want me to tell her something for you?
No, thanks. We're just selling magazine
Didn't
subscriptions.
Didn't you see the sign downstairs says no peddlers? You better get out of here before the landlord catches you.
Now it's magazines.
Well, I had to tell her something in case she mentions this to the Moran girl.
Dumb me. Well, what now?
Got a master key?
Yeah.
Well, let's get inside. Not so much noise.
Well, I got a fit. There it is.
Yeah, now we can have a look around.
Well, we can see a girl lives here, all right.
Yes, but there's no sign of a man.
Closet. All men's clothing. Bathroom. Nothing in there, right?
Just a second.
You've got good eyes if you can see anything through that window, Chief. I can't with that thick gray glass.
I wasn't looking through the window. I was looking at this.
Huh? What?
The windowsill. Paint is chipped off in two spots.
Old building. Paint dried and cracked years ago.
Bathtub's right under the window. Look at it.
Hey, that looks like the mark of a rubber heel.
A man's heel.
Wouldn't have taken a bath with his shoes on.
No. Let's raise this window, slowly and carefully, just a fraction of an inch so I can see out under it. That's enough. These window sashes are well oiled.
Can't you see anything?
Opens on an air shaft. Between this tenement and the next one. That window across the shaft would be second floor left in the next building. All right, close it.
Well, what do you think?
Well-oiled sashes. Marks in the old paint on the sill. That shaft is about 6 feet wide. Anybody could stretch a ladder or a piece of plank from that building to this.
Well, there's no ladder or plank here.
Now, that'll be in the other building. Rex Lang's private drawbridge.
Holy smoke. What a gimmick.
Gimmick is right. He never has to leave the place. Nobody ever sees him come in or go out. Come on.
Now, what's our play?
Well, we go next door. Check that second floor left apartment.
If Lang's across there, Chief, he'll be barricaded in with an arsenal.
Well, we're not going to take him over there.
Where are we going to take him?
We'll take him tonight when he crawls across that air shaft for his dinner. Get going. I want everything set up before Nita Moran comes home from work.
Whew. Hot in this closet. 5:15. She ought to be home.
Morgan Postman?
Yeah, in the basement. Window leads from it to the bottom of the air shaft. It's a good thing you thought of that building next door. Imagine, that second floor left nailed up tight. You'd never suspect it was being used in the hall.
Well, that's the way Lang wants it to look.
The owner has a petty record. Must be helping Lang.
For an extra high rental. You pick him up later. Wait a minute.
Hope she has nothing to hang up in this whole closet.
No, I can see a little. She's going into the bathroom. Come on. She won't see us now. Wait. No.
There goes the bathroom window. Wonder how she signals them.
There it is. Throws pebbles or something against his window.
Hey, listen. That must be his window going up.
Yeah. Get ready.
Pushing something across.
All right. I got it.
Is it resting right?
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Now.
What?
Stay right out there, Lang. Right on your hands and knees.
Keep quiet, miss.
Don't try to crawl back. There's another man with a gun right under you.
Did you let him reach your pocket, Harrington?
Push the ladder. Dump him down in the shaft.
You little boy!
Grab him, Morgan.
My leg. Let me up.
Hold the girl, Harrington. I'm going down.
Watch the cans, Chief. Air shaft entrance is over here.
I see you.
Cops. I'd have blasted you all if I could have
Your
got to...
Your blasting days are over, Lang. How is he, Morgan?
Looks like a broken leg, that's all.
Harrington.
Yeah, Chief.
Call for a police ambulance.
Okay.
Who tipped you off? You'd never catch me without a tip-off. Well, was it Nita or that thieving landlord? Well, answer me. What is it? Police secret or something?
You bet, Rex. You bet. Rex Lang was tried and convicted for murder in the first degree. He was executed in the manner prescribed by law. Nita Moran was convicted of major crimes in several states and is serving accumulated sentences of more than 50 years. Lang's landlord, Fritz Rudell, is serving 10 years for knowingly harboring a fugitive. Now, this is David Bryan inviting you to join us when we present our next case based on the facts of crime from the file of Mr. District Attorney.
Mr. District Attorney was originated by Phillips H. Lord.
Of the Cop Killer, as produced on Mr. District Attorney on February 15, 1953. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on Wynn Radio was our weekly visit with yours truly, Johnny Dollar. We'll be right back.
In the 1950s and 60s, radio's Gunsmoke brought listeners gripping stories about people who came to Kansas to leave the past behind, and those who came to Kansas because they couldn't leave the past behind.
Asa Ledbetter. He's in Dodge.
Asa Ledbetter? Is he an outlaw?
No, sir. But I seen him at the Long Branch, and there's only one thing he's here for, Mr. Dillon.
Well, what?
To kill me.
Today, listeners can still go to Dodge. 20 episodes of Danger, Grit, and Gunfire in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Gunsmoke Snakebite.
Let's talk about Chester. Does he really think Asa Ledbetter's after him?
Well, that's what he says.
It's not like Chester to make up a thing like that.
No.
Matt?
You stay here.
No, I'm going with you.
William Conrad stars as U.S. Marshal Matt Dillon, with Georgia Ellis as Kitty, Parley Bear as Chester, and Howard McNear as Doc.
Matt?
Yeah, what is it, though?
Come over here at the window.
What? What's going on?
Look, down there in the street.
That's Asa Ledbetter.
And Chester's standing there about to shoot him.
For a limited time, Gunsmoke Snakebite is available for 50% off the regular price. Order yours today for only $19.98 at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SNAKE77.
All right, where's Chester at? I don't know where he is, Ledbetter.
You're lying.
Yeah, I'm lying.
Get Gunsmoke Snakebite at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SNAKE77 to get 50% off.
Get out of that doorway, Marshal. No.
I'll shoot you if you don't.
You'll shoot Chester if I do.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
Many of us have experienced that awful feeling when you suddenly realize your credit card is lost or stolen. But good news for Visa customers, as the company has announced its digital emergency card replacement service. Here's Kathleen Pierce-Gilmore, head of issuing solutions at Visa.
The digital emergency card replacement service is essentially creating the experience that if you're traveling or lose your card or it's stolen, we are able to send you a digital replacement that you can immediately put in your Apple Pay or Google Wallet so that you can have access to your credit card and get back on with your business.
And it doesn't matter what kind of Visa card you have or the issuing bank, and this service is free. For more on the digital emergency card replacement service, visit Visa.com and do a search for the word replacement.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, where it's time for the fourth installment of the five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Confidential Matter. Enjoy.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
This is Capitan Garcia Ramulio of the Panama Federal Police.
Good. Your sergeant said he could locate you in a matter of minutes.
I am never lost from contact, senor. You have talked with a beautiful turista, no?
I have talked with her, yes, and I ended up getting socked in the jaw.
These Americano women are so very much athletics.
No, she didn't hit me. It was a guy who was hiding out in a closet.
I understand, senor.
Somehow I doubt it. Look, Garcia, it was the man I came down here to question her about. I'm sure of it.
But, senor, you have told me...
Yeah, I know. Apparently his death was faked. I think he's here, hiding out somewhere in Panama City. You think you can find him?
When my men make the search, senor, even a little dog could not escape.
Then go to it. His name is Ed Morgan, but he may be using another one. The charge is embezzlement.
You know his description, senor?
I ought to. He's been one of my best friends for years.
Tonight and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account. America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location Panama. To the home office, Eternity Mutual Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, the confidential matter. Expense account continued. Item 14, $12.85, telegram to Hartford, advising them that the case had turned in a completely new direction. I'd taken the case with the idea of digging up a man's past, a man who had been one of my best friends. Of finding out why, after a life of complete honesty and loyalty to his company, he had suddenly gone wrong and embezzled $80,000. I'd found out that part of the why was probably a lovely young widow named Nikki Barrett. But I'd found out more. The man we thought dead, who'd supposedly drowned when his car went off a cliff into the Pacific Ocean, was still alive. So now it was a matter of filing charges, requesting extradition from Panama, and of course capturing the fugitive. That I left to Captain Garcia for the moment and went to bed. When I came down to breakfast the next morning, I still hadn't heard back from Garcia. But I did get a return engagement from my little playmate of the night before.
Good morning, Johnny.
Oh, well. Good morning, Mrs. Barrett.
I came into town early especially to see you.
Why? A deep concern as to whether I survived that sock in the jaw?
No. No concern, really. I imagine you have a pretty tough jaw. Do you mind if I sit down?
If you promise not to double up your fist.
I can explain that, Johnny.
With all night to think about it? Yeah, I bet you can. How about some breakfast?
I don't really.
They got a special this morning, fried fish and papaya.
Oof.
Tastes even worse than it sounds.
Well, I'll just have some coffee.
That we already have. Sugar, cream?
Just black. Thank you.
All right, you're on. Spin it up.
Well, I'll admit it was silly to claim I was the one who hit you last night.
Of course it was silly. I know who hit me.
You don't.
It was Ed Morgan. He was hiding in the closet in your hotel room.
You're wrong, Johnny. You don't mind if I call you Johnny, do you? I mean, you and Ed were such close friends. I feel I almost know you.
You could be wrong, Mrs. Barrett. I used to think I knew Ed until he met you. and decided to tap the till for 80 grand? All right, call me, Johnny, if it gives you more confidence in your act.
It's not an act.
Okay, if you didn't hit me and Ed didn't, then who was it?
Let's just say it was a friend.
He wasn't very friendly to me.
He misunderstood you coming there. He shouldn't have been there himself. He's married, and not that I knew it, though, until last night.
That's not a bad attempt, Mrs. Barrett, at a snow job, but I still don't buy it. Better drink your coffee.
Johnny, Ed was drowned in San Francisco when his car ran off into the ocean. He's dead.
How can he be dead in San Francisco and still be tearing up cigarettes in Panama?
I did that.
You don't even smoke.
But the man who was there last night does. And I tore the cigarettes in that peculiar way. I picked up the habit from Ed. I just did it absentmindedly, I guess.
Now, this gets better as it goes along.
Oh, I'm not lying. It's true.
No, I mean this fish and papaya. I guess you just have to get used to the mixture.
Please, Johnny.
You're not even touching your coffee.
If I drink it, will you please listen to me?
I am listening to you. I just don't believe you.
Look, we all make mistakes. Last night, you made a guess. You thought that was Ed, but you were wrong. So why be stubborn about it and cause a lot of unnecessary trouble? Let's forget it and be friends.
Can't afford it, sweetie. I haven't got that kind of money.
You think I sell my friendship?
It cost Ed $80,000 of the company's money.
No.
How much of that did you get? Half of it?
No.
More than half of it?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
How much does he have left
now? Stop it! Stop saying such things.
All right.
Can't you understand? Once and for all, Ed isn't here. Nor anywhere else. He's dead.
No, he isn't. But I wish to heaven he were.
What do you mean?
Just that.
But he was your friend.
That's right. He was my friend. When I heard about his accident, heard he'd been killed, it hit hard. It hurt plenty. And I guess it hurt even more when I learned he'd been stealing from the company.
John,
so I took the job of digging into the mess and trying to find some answers. I didn't want the job, didn't want any part of it, but I took it anyway. Somebody had to do it. And he had been my friend once. And then I find out he's still alive.
No,
see,
Johnny.
See, what it means? Now I've got to catch him and take him back to stand trial. And that's going to be even tougher than facing his death and the fact he was a crook.
If Ed were alive, you'd take him back? Help send him to prison like any other common criminal?
That's what he is, isn't he?
But he was your friend.
Oh, skip it. You wouldn't understand.
I might, if you'd let me try.
The only thing you're trying to do, Mrs. Barrett, is to con me into thinking I might possibly be wrong. Thinking maybe it was somebody else in your room last night.
I told you.
The idea is to throw me off balance just long enough so the two of you can make a run for it. Nice try, only it won't work, so knock it off.
Ed and I were going to be married, Johnny. And the shock of his death...
I said skip it.
Ed used to talk about you. He told me you were this way. Hard and cold and ruthless.
Then he has no excuse. He knew what to expect.
But I didn't believe it. I didn't think anyone could be...
Buenos dias, senor.
Oh, good morning. I don't believe you've met my companion.
I have not been so fortunate, senor.
This is Captain Garcia of the Panama Police, Mrs. Barrett.
Hello. I'm
greatly honored, senora.
Might be a good idea to take a careful look at her, Garcia. You will probably be arresting her in the next day or so as an accomplice to fraud.
Let us hope such regrettable necessity is not happening.
Thank you, Captain. I'm sure it won't. Mr. Dollar has a rather boorish sense of humor.
I comprehend, senora. Mr. Dollar, it is possible, perhaps, that I speak a little with you.
Yeah, sure. I imagine Mrs. Barrett will be happy to excuse me at this point.
Hasta la vista, senora.
Remember, Johnny, he was your friend.
I did not wish to mention this matter before the senora.
Oh?
I think it's better she's not hearing.
Hear what? Have you turned up something?
Si, senora. I have tell you, not even the little dog can hide from Garcia.
So?
We have located this man, Ed Morgan.
You're listening to yours truly, Johnny Dollar. We'll be back with more right after this.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio. This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
And now let's get back to Bob Bailey starring as Johnny Dollar on When Radio Was.
I got into the police car with Captain Garcia and we drove out of town and followed the shoreline for about 6 miles. Then we pulled up near a cluster of rickety wharves built around the edge of a tiny inlet. There were numerous native fishing boats tied against the pilings, but no village, no shacks, nor any other sign of a habitation. Garcia cut the motor and lit a cigarette.
Pues aquí estamos. Here we are, senor.
Here? He's hiding out here?
Si, senor. He sleeps on one of the little fishing boats which are tied to the wharf. The number 3 one there, which is blue painted, you see?
Yeah, I see it. Well, a place like this would be safer than a hotel. You're pretty sure it's him?
Pues, Miguel Ronesto, who is on the boat, said this man come out here 1 month ago. He paid Miguel much money just to live on the boat, tie up at shore. And he is like you described, senor. I think so, is he?
All right. I'll go on board and talk to him. And I think I'd better go along, Garcia.
Whatever you wish, senor. I wait for you here.
Okay. Ed? Ed Morgan. Ed? I know you're here, so you might as well answer.
Cabin's unlocked. Come on down.
Been a long time, man.
Yeah, it has. Sorry the place is all littered up. Temporary quarters, you understand. Sit down.
Thanks.
Johnny, why did it have to be you?
It had to be somebody, Ed, sooner or later. You should have known that.
But not you. How'd you get onto me?
I traced Mrs. Barrett down here. I thought you were dead until last night.
She wasn't supposed to show here for 6 months. Last week, here she was. Couldn't wait.
Why did you do it, Ed?
You wouldn't understand. You've always had dames crazy about you without lifting a hand. But not me. This face always stopped them. Sure, I used to laugh about it, but... you just wouldn't understand.
And this woman was different, is that it?
Nikki fell as hard as I did. I didn't know women like her even existed. She's for me all the way.
Is she worth the price tag? $80,000?
Cut it, Johnny. It's not that way. It's just that Nikki had always lived well, and I had to live that way, too, in order to be around her. I got in further and further, and finally I was in too deep to pull out.
Did she know you were stealing from the company?
Not at first. The blame's all mine, Johnny, not hers.
You picked your own apples, didn't you?
Call it that. And I didn't spend all that money. We decided to get out of the country, start a new life together. I figured I'd need that much.
And Nikki agreed to that plan?
Sure. That's why she's here. She sold out and came on down.
Only she didn't, Ed. She still has her apartment in San Francisco.
You're wrong, Johnny. She sold her furniture, her clothes, everything.
The stuff is all there, Ed. I saw it.
You're lying, Johnny. She pulled stakes. She told me.
Okay, she told you. I guess you know why I'm here.
I know why you think you're here. Hold it, Johnny. Don't move. I've had this gun on you since you came on board.
I know you have. But I wonder if you'd really use it.
Don't try to find out. And don't tell me I'm in a spot. I know that. But I'm going on as far as I can. And if I have to kill to do it, then I'll kill.
Maybe I could have stopped him. Maybe he wouldn't have fired. I don't know. And for one reason or another, I didn't feel much like finding out. I let him go. He backed out of the cabin hatch and bolted it on the outside. I heard him cross the deck and run along the wharf. And I waited for Garcia to call out to challenge him. The only sound was a car motor starting up and speeding away. Then I heard somebody come running down the wharf.
Senor Dollar!
Get the door open, Garcia. Where is he? What happened?
He take the car, senor. It's me to blame. I am not alert. Before I know it,
never mind. Where's the nearest telephone?
2 miles, senor.
2 miles? How do we get there?
But how else, senor? We walk.
Now, here is our star to tell you about tomorrow's final episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, fate plays a devil's tune, collects a payment long overdue, and the music ends on a scream. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Les Crutchfield, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Hugh Brundage speaking.
Part 4 of The Confidential Matter will present the finale of that five-part September 1956 storyline at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had an offering of Mr. District Attorney starring David Bryan. Also a film performer, Bryan worked a couple of times with an Oscar-winning actress whose birth name was Lucille Faye LeSueur. She starred alongside Bryan in both Flamingo Road and The Damn Don't Cry. I'll provide her much more famous stage name and then wrap up when radio was right after this break.
Unforgettable. That's what you are. Unforgettable.
Nat King Cole is unforgettable with 100 of his original recordings in a 4-CD collection. Now available at musicrewind.com.
A very strange enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far over land and sea.
Order Nat King Cole 100 Hits today at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $22.98 for 4 CDs. Act now and get a special savings on shipping. Just enter or mention promo code KING99.
Wife's almost like being in love. It is only a paper moon hanging over a cardboard sea.
Enjoy 100 of Nat King Cole's greatest hits, such as Too Young, Ramblin' Rose, Orange Colored Sky,
for sentimental reasons, a Blossom Fell, and many more, all for the amazingly low price of $22.98 for four CDs. Go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and use promo code KING99 to save on shipping.
Though your heart is aching, smile even though it's breaking.
Don't wait. Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com now. Remember promo code KING99 for bonus savings on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first five franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about David Bryan's co-star in the films Flamingo Road and The Damn Don't Cry. This Oscar-winning actress's birthday was Lucille Faye LeSueur, but we all know her as Joan Crawford. I'm your host, Greg Bell, not a stage name, and please remember to check us out online. We're located at whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.